All right, then I will open today's fellowship at 7:30 British time, at 8:30 Norwegian time, and whatever it might be in Peter Lloyd's time. I'm not quite sure. You are 6 hours.
It's 2:30 here.
2:30 Florida time. And today is the 30th of May, 2024, and
there's Jason.
And yes, there's Jason, and we are wishing everyone welcome to this wonderful fellowship. And I would love to ask Peter, please, if you would like to open with a word of prayer.
Sure. Father, thank you for this Zoom fellowship, and thank you for everyone that's on here, Father. And thank you for the testimonies we're going to hear, that you just really inspire people to say what's on their hearts, and you guide them, Father. Thank you for Lawrence and all of his traveling, and thank you for all the preparations that need to be made, and thank you for everything, Father. Thank you for this day and everybody here. I just give them to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, and thank you, Peter. Okay, we have enough people to have a great fellowship tonight. So this is just wonderful.
There's more coming on too, probably.
Say again?
So there's more probably coming on too.
Oh yeah. Which will be even greater. We have, where are you, Ethel? Ethel asked previously if she could come on early, because you're having a different schedule. You have something going on later on today. So Ethel, if you can hear me, or if you are available, are you there, sister?
And I am here, bro.
Oh,
God bless you all, and Carl Morton, thank you for hosting. What an honor. Yeah. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to go first, because they called me to work. It's been kind of about 6 months I haven't been at work, and it's a testimony what I'm going to say, because you know, my work is part-time, and it is, I enjoy it only because I'm there a couple of days a week, and it's my point of contact, really. And so when I came back to work last week, they put me on every day, oh my gosh. And my supervisor said to me, when I first came back, she says, well, Ethel, oh no, she didn't call me Ethel, she said, Queen, Miss Queen, when would you like to work? Because I've been gone so long. Oh, okay, here's my list. And she honored it. And then when I got on the floor, she does her rounds, and she'll come and say, oh, what do you need? So I told her I need this. She came right back. She said, oh, you're so spoiled. I said, I am? She says, well, Ethel, she said, I want to tell you, you're one of my faves. Oh, thank God. Oh, well, after all, Kathy, I said, you hired me, so I've got to be one of your pets. I said, your favorites. And, all said and done, it's my contact there. And it's funny because my bosses say, you know, Ethel, members have been looking for you. Oh, yeah, I have been gone. I guess I've been missed. Even, people that works at Costco, where have you been? So, I mean, it's great, that contact that I have, it's a witness. They always tell me, oh, gosh, you're always smiling, there's something about you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, they just don't know, if they're not believers. It's that Christ in me radiating. And that's that smile, it's a witness in itself. You know, you show the world you're blessed, you're happy, you're thankful. That way, you know, they can see the Christ in you just radiating. And it was just that. And people recognize it, like when members come, when they're Christians, they said, oh, I know you're a Christian. I said, how's that? Because the Christ in you is just overflowing. It's just manifesting. And it's as simple as smiling. And it's, you know, nonverbal communication, but it does say a lot. I mean, God gave us a mouth and lips to smile, right? It's nonverbal, but it says a lot. Because we live in this fallen and dark world, why don't we shine? And simply starting by just smiling. And it does a lot, so much on the face. And hopefully it's contagious and people will reciprocate when they see your smile and they will smile right back. And yeah, I'm blessed. My gosh. Peter, bro, 4 more days. We'll be together at that Airbnb. I cannot wait. I mean, a few days ago, I woke up and I said, dang, where am I? Of course, when I just came back from Japan and then trying to get U.S. time back. And then, like I told you guys, I'm just going from airport to airport. Might as well my address be P.O. Box Airport. And Carl Morton was saying, yeah, we're just here temporarily. We're just passing by. And, you know, make the most of it. Enjoy life. That's the way God designed our lives to be. That more than abundant life, we claim all those promises that's in the Word. And it's a beautiful walk. And life is short. I know my brother just passed away. And I really, with my travels, I reflect on, I think of my brother. And it's like he was shy away from being 66. He was still young. However, I knew that Edmund had really that peace in his heart, and he knew that I knew. I knew that he knew. And, you know, one day we'll be gathered together again, and when my brother wakes up, he'll be face-to-face first and foremost with our Lord Jesus Christ, and he'll have that perfect body. No more pain, no sorrow, no stress, no anxiety, just perfect body. Imagine that, man, I can eat all my favorites like cheesecakes and not counting calories and still have a perfect body. Wow, cannot wait, you guys, right? It could happen tonight. So, you know, we just be ready. But in the meantime, while we're here, we continue to smile. We continue to exercise, practice our power and our authority, activate that Holy Spirit gift that we have. It is so powerful, and why not? We are God's point of contact here on earth, and we're the ones who will let people know. And, you know, like when I'm selling at Costco, I'm thinking, wow, yeah, let me just smile, and all these people passing me by, and, you know, I want him, her, to have the same benefits that I'm getting. I know, Peter, that's one of your favorite verses there. It's in Proverbs. It says, God loads us with daily benefits. It could be anything from A through Z. We've got our health. We've got our marbles. To me, that's so important. I'm nearly 65. And I'm just so blessed beyond measure when I think of all those. God just loads us with benefits, and that's every single day. You know, just like when you recharge your phone, right? Every day, God just constantly loads us with many blessings, with benefits. And I think about that, man. You gotta have a attitude gratitude. That's a blessing in and itself. And there may be, you know, challenges, trials, and tribulations in this life. However, you know, you go to God, and God is so easy to be entreated. And, you know, you get his ways, walk in love, that kind of stuff, you know, be joyful, be blessed, be thankful. Oh, my God, life is so good. And, you know, you walk around in this earth smiling and looking blessed. People see that. You know, that's the Holy Spirit, your manifestation in your life. People see it. And sometimes I get faces where, what does she have that I don't have? It's like Christ in you. And it's our job to just simply make it available to people. Open your mouth. You know, just because somebody sneezes, that's when you say God bless you. To me, it's like, oh, thanks for sampling, sir. God bless you. And they look at me like I'm so strange and weird. But it's a good greeting, you know. And plus, they get free food for crying out loud. And then some of them, you know, they respond. They don't respond or they don't say thank you. And you know what? Here I am. I'll be the first one to say, oh, sir, thank you for sampling. Oh, and they turn around and like, oh, shoot, where are my manners? I don't even say thank you. You know, just to remind people and not being rude, like, but sometimes in my carnal mind, I'm thinking, gee, they don't even acknowledge when they get free food. I tell them, look, you come to Costco hungry because we feed you. It's called the Costco buffet. They get samples upon samples. And sometimes on my day off, I go and have lunch there. Hint, hint, tips, you guys. And it's wonderful, you know. God has put me in a position where I'm in a phase of my life where I'm just constantly blessed, whether I'm here, there, and everywhere. You just simply be a witness. Like I said, just simply smile and let the world know how blessed you are. Let the world know that they can have the same benefits that God loads you with every single day. How huge is that? And, you know, things like, I may not be wealthy financially like that, but I'm wealthy in every which way. First, you know, speak in tongues much. I stay connected with my brothers and sisters in Christ like this in Zooms, in fellowships, and honoring my first fruits. It's funny because, so, you know, before you travel, I know you guys do this. You take care of the bills before you leave and, you know, you tie all ends and all of that. And I said, shoot, man, that was 2 days ago. I'm thinking, I had this much dollars left in my account. Well, lo and behold, I was going through my mail and I go, wow, this looks like a check. Sure enough, I open it. Gosh, guy, dude, man, I had this check. I know I'm boasting now. It is about over $1,000. And I thought, is this really a check that I can cash? It was some overpayment on my mortgage or something rather. And so, I ran to the bank and deposited it. It's a legit check. And I'm like, you know, and I just sat there with such joy because, wow, God, you are so timely because look at this. Yeah, I only had this much. And I knew God was going to come through for me because, like, Social Security checks are directly deposited in the next few days. But in the interim, you know, there's extra funds there. And I sat there with such joy and I cried with such joy because look how God is just taking care of you, you know, whatever your needs are. And every confidence, you go to God, every boldness, because He'll make sure He'll take care of you down to the last thought and tittle in your life. And I was just sitting there, how blessed I am, Father. I didn't even have, you know, you don't beg. You just simply like, I minister to my finances because God, you know how I've been honoring my first fruits and you definitely are in the business of multiplication, and instantaneously He just multiplies and adds and adds. And I'm just sitting there smiling, thinking, wow, Father, you just know how, you're such a personal God that you just know how to tickle me anywhere, everywhere. You know, that's our daddy. He wants us blessed. He wants us joyful. It's that being joyful, it's that inside job, Happyville. You know, like we don't have to walk around in this world downtrodden, depressed, and all of that, because that's what the devil wants, right? But I'll tell you what, God is bigger than that. And I've seen it, and God has proven to me time and time again how He's just loading you with benefits each and every day. I mean, I'm so thankful. Yes, I'm healthy. I've got my marbles. I can travel. Thank you, Father. The desires of my heart. He says, delight yourself unto the Lord. He'll delight in you. Wow, what promise. All I have to do is delight. Man, and like really huge is that practicing, exercising, putting it into action, the word of God. You exercise your power and your authority. You have it. God has gifted it to you. You don't have to work hard on it. As I remember years ago when I first went to India, I remember Sangha sharing, you know, because we were in the state of Bihar, which is in the town of Bodh Gaya, which is Buddha, the birthplace of Buddha. And the hotel where we stayed in behind us was a temple for Buddhists. And boy, they come by the truckload, not so much truckload, but busloads. There's a lot of them. And, you know, in order for them to gain salvation, to have salvation, is they have to climb the Himalayas. Wow, thank you, God. We have just grace upon grace. We don't have to climb the Himalayas. Imagine that. It's the highest mountain in the world. And I don't have to work hard like that. It's already been given to us. Wow, what an amazing thing. And if you have a gift, are you just going to let it sit there? No way. Utilize it. And the more you do it, the more you want to do it. And, yeah, that Holy Spirit is amazing. You activate with Him, as Sakina says, and He'll activate with you. It's in the doing. Sometimes I don't know, okay, God, let me go to this direction. I don't know what I'm doing, but You do. And then as you go there, as you get there, and on your way, and you're in that situation, man, I can see God just guides you with such loving and tender guiding. He's such a sweet God, and He'll direct you in the right way. And so, yeah, I'm so thankful, you guys, that we are walking in the most perfect and excellent way. I'm just thankful that, you know, I know the truth, and I can walk in the truth, because it's so freeing and so liberating. Say what you want, not what you see. You just keep saying. And continue to look to God for everything. It's such a wonderful walk, you guys. I'm blessed, and I cannot wait. Here I am again traveling. Thank you, God, for my new luggage. I'm so thankful. He's just such as a personal God. He meets your needs. All you do is you request, you pray. So, yeah, God just daily loads you with benefits. Take it. Great benefits. It's free. You smile, like I said. It's also free, and hopefully it is contagious. It's a nonverbal communication, but it's a great communication. It's the first thing they see on your face. And, yeah, to me that represents, as you smile, it's that Christ in you, you're manifesting it. And your whole being, your whole face, it just radiates. And hopefully it is contagious, you know, because like I said, people in this world, they're just downtrodden, you know, like there's no hope in this world. But they see your smile, there is hope. They see you. They see your fruits even. Wow, that is so huge. I'm learning so much with the fruit as I honor my first fruits, how God just multiplies. And how God just instantaneously blesses you back. You know, you don't think twice. You just give. You just give cheerfully with all gladness. And I said, God, I want to give more. And, you know, and then He blesses you more. He loads you more with benefits. You just recharge every day, just like your cell phone when you recharge it. My bucket is full. It's time to empty it out, but it gets fuller again. So anyway, that's my sharing, you guys. I'm blessed. Yes, I got called to work because they call me Miss Queen. When are you going to come to work? I figure I better work right now while I can before I go to Florida, because I'll be gone again for a whole week. But I'm blessed. I'm bringing Mom. Patty McQuiston's coming with us. Jeffrey Johnson coming from Sacramento, California. And Peter's going to be there. Let's see who else. Oh, there's the Gones. So you guys, yeah, we'll be in an Airbnb. It's such a wonderful thing. Thank you, Father, for making it all possible and how he wants us in fellowship. God, this is my desire. Let's have laborers. We're a family. You know, just even just for a week, we can make each other's food and, you know, break bread together and just be in fellowship. Wow. Heaven on earth. This is a prelude, the preview to the gathering together while we're here on earth. And I'm just blessed. Thank you, Father. So, yeah. Thank you, you guys. And I love you all. And have a blessed week. See you soon. That's my sharing.
Thank you so much, Ethel. Thank you. That's beautiful. I mean, what? You are so alive. You're so joyful to listen to. And that's because the Word of God is so alive in you and the Christ is active in your life. And you are really out there. And I wish I was with you when you are getting together one of these. Is it tomorrow, day after tomorrow? In down in Florida, I wish I was there with you guys so that we could have time together. That would be wonderful. But as you say, it's going to be like the Book of Acts together, living together and eating together, sharing the word, sharing food, and in the same household. What an experience that will be! There will be a time of joy and great experiences and. God will be alive with you and in you. It's going to be a wonderful time. I see Becky is on, and I know, Becky, that you have kids that you normally put to bed maybe at this time of the day. I'm not quite sure. Or if you already have, or if you are in the process of putting them to bed, if you are available to share what's on your heart, since... you might be in the background, which is great for me.
Hello.
There you are, dear Becky.
Hello, Carmelton. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And yeah. How are you yourself?
Lovely. Lovely to see you.
Lovely yeah, to hear you too. All right.
Thank you for asking me to share. Yeah, so God bless you all. And for me, I've just, it's school holidays this week, which has been, tons of fun. And yesterday I actually took my children to soft play. And, there was a lady there and she was a grandmother and she was taking her grandchildren to soft play. And we, got talking and actually I was speaking with this lady and, I was reading a book whilst the children were playing, and it got us into a conversation, and I explained that I was a Christian and I believed in God, and you know, and she was asking like a few questions, and I was just explaining like a few of the like choices and decisions that we make in life are so important, who we introduce into our life, who we really let influence ourselves is so very important. And this brought me into a few decisions that I've had to make lately. And it's very great to know that God is just in the midst of everything. And when you really decide to put God first, when you really decide to not be around people who may be so, who may influence you, carnally, sometimes we can't help who we're around, but if you can, and you can make that choice and decision, then really, my choice and decision is to really be with people who encourage me, who show me love, show me, you know, God, and really give me God's encouragement in his ways. Because that's what built us up each and every day is to hear what God has for us and to what he says about us instead of, you know, the chit chat of the world. And, you know, yes, there's very negative things going on within the world, and there are, and we're not blind to that, but we see from the eyes of God. We see that, you know, we have that hope. We and other people can surely have the hope, but when you speak to when you can speak to people who are not who haven't got faith in God, then it can be quite difficult and frustrating, because God wants all men to be saved, and for us, when we're speaking and people don't understand, then you kind of just got to let go, you know, and just, you know, let go and let God take care of it. And it really just made this conversation I had with this lady just really open my eyes to see, you know, that there are other people. She was a Christian as well, and it was just lovely to have just a general conversation with her, which was great. And God wants us to speak. God wants us to give our best selves each day to people. He wants us to be able to be confident, to be bold, and to really encourage others. And so this was fantastic, especially for me, because and it was just so simple, and God wants us to live simply. He wants us to really see things from his perspective. So when we wake up each day and we make that choice and decision to really open our eyes and choose God first, you know, okay, first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to open my mouth and thank God for the day. Thank God for what he's already done. He's woken us up, and today is going to be a fantastic day. And it's all about that mind. It's all about waking up the great mindset of knowing that no matter what's going to come forth and come to us, that we can still have that positive attitude, that we can still speak what God wants us to speak, and be the ones to encourage others around us. And so for this, it's just, yeah, I feel I'm very much learning a lot daily with God, and very much in different position and to a lot of other people. I'm very thankful for where myself and my family are. I'm very thankful to God for where he's put, where he in the midst of our choices and what we do, he is in the midst of it, and he is really growing things. He's really prospering things. He's really enlightening every prayer that I've prayed, you know, that I'm seeing the prayers come into manifestation. I'm really seeing God work. I'm really seeing how, you know, just if we simply go to him and we simply pray, that he really will answer us. He really is such a loving God who wants us to have the best life, who wants to answer each and every one of our prayers. But it's up to us whether we're going to go to God first or we're going to be entangled with the world. And God doesn't want us to be entangled with the world. He wants us to keep our focus with him. He wants us to really live that happy, free life. And that's freedom in mind, where you're not worrying, fearing, or doubting. He will push you into, in a loving manner. He will move you into the greatest life that you would have ever, you wouldn't have ever imagined, you know, that he really does do the impossible and make the impossible possible. So, yeah, for me, I just really wanted to encourage that and just really wanted to say, you know, that we, you can go to God each and every day, and your choice and decisions are going to be what is going to make your life with God the best. So really choose God daily. Choose what you, choose his perspective over anyone or anything, what anyone can say or anyone else is saying. Choose God's perspective, because he's right, you know, he's the one who created the heavens and the earth. He knows what's right for you. He knows what's right for your children. And sometimes we tend to try and take control. We try and do things in our own strength. But God wants to be in the midst of it. So we need to just let him be God and not try to be God for ourselves, you know. And it is a practice. Everything's a practice. So I just, yeah, that's what I wanted to share. And God bless you all. And I really, really hope you have a lovely evening. God bless you.
Bless you too, Becky. And thank you so much. That's beautiful sharing. God is definitely in the position of doing the impossible possible, because he is God. And as long as we get out of his way, he is able to perform. And that's his job. And when we do our position, which is our obligation, which is to just follow along, we will see the results that he is able to perform. So that's a great principle. It's a wonderful thing.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bless you too. And thank you again, Becky. That's beautiful. I would like to ask Frank, my brother in France, if you are available to share something, whatever is on your heart, brother.
God bless you, Carl. God bless you, everyone.
Hello. I can hardly hear you. If you can bring up the sound a bit.
Yes, I think it's better.
Yes, it's better.
Okay. Then, I'm very thankful to be here. I am blessed to be a believer looking for God, looking for wisdom, a work that God wants for us to walk. And it brings a joy, you know, it brings strength, it brings willing to do something. And even when we don't know what we should do, we have faith and God is going to give us what we need to do. It's like Abraham, when God promised that he had to go for the promised land. He just began, you know, and we just began to, you know, as speaking in tongue, we just begin. We just, you know, try, you know, when you see a child working for the first time, he just do something, you know, even if he fail. You know, it's a learning process, and not that we want to fail. We just want to have a smooth walk, to have this happy life, and you know, we just stand fast in what we received, you know, from those who are inspired by God, those who oversee us and who pray for us, who love us. And, yes, you know, then you know, I can repeat it, but it's always good, you know, just looking to God, speak the words from God, you know, by the Spirit, honoring God, and praying for laborers, because God wants all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And we are worthy, we are powerful, we are strong people, and we are able, not because we, it's because of us, but because it's because of what God has done for us through Jesus Christ. Then we just continue day by day, because the 24-hour period is the period where God has provided everything. Then when something arises, you know, we just pray and we just wait for this day, you know, not for a future that has to come, but really God has provided. Then this is the faith that I want to manifest. Because when we see people, you know, miracles coming, you know, someone standing up, walking, and had never walked, you know, this is a great miracle, you know. And everything that God is doing is a great miracle also, because God is this God that is providing everything in our life, and you know, being healed, being able to have a roof under our head, you know, and everything, you know, we can rejoice. And we are also out of this dark world, and God transfer us, spiritually speaking, into his kingdom, his lighting dimension with light. And that's you know, we do not depend on the economy of this world, and it's always by faith, you know. It's not some words I say like that. It's always by faith also that we receive what has been given to us. And when the Word of God said that we are as He is, it's not as Christ was, but as He is. And this is also this glorified Jesus Christ, the wonderful Christ. You know, we, by faith, we can, you know, take from heaven and manifest it right now, you know, the power of God through Jesus, through Christ. And when we say Christ in us, is more, you know, it's the Holy Spirit in us, but Christ is the way through whom we received this Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, the presence of God, is what we received, you know, when we accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and believe God raised Him up from the dead. And we are here, a team, and we are. It's not only that we are, you know, speaking to one another, but it's also we are speaking to preach, you know, the gospel to reach people outside from us, outside us, and for people to receive words of wisdom, for healing, for deliverance, for everything that need to be done. And we also pray that people in the world have expectancies, hope, you know, for searching God, searching from word of reconciliation, some words of that heal. And yes, we are these people, you know, we are this team, and we work together, and we are more than conqueror. The words from our mouth are very powerful, and it's a light. And the devils are trembling, you know, they fear us. And yes, and that's what I wanted to share. Thank you very much. Carl, God bless you.
God bless you too, and thank you so much, Frank. That's great. That is so true. God is he has the power of doing things. And as long as we, as you say, when we pray and have expectations, things will happen. Things do happen. And people will notice that things are happening in our lives as we are walking with him. So we will be examples. It says that we are the light in this world as we are holding forth the word. And if you do not hold forth the word, then it is like a light under a bushel. And we're not, we do not want to hide the light. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. So that we do hold forth the life. And when we are living the word, then we are, it's a natural thing. And we will have the results of God's abundance showing off in our lives as people will see our walk, and they will want to see the same in their own lives. So that is a great thing. I would like to ask Danny and Amber, please, one of you or both of you, if you have whatever on your heart to share with us, please.
All right. Thank you, Brother Carl Morton. And bless your heart. You're such a blessing. Just how God works in you greatly, mate, really blesses me. Like, God really speaks through you powerfully and very simply. And so, you know, we just make this very, very simple in our hearts. You know, like Jesus Christ said about the children, we need to be like one of these. Because we'll be able to see the heavenly kingdom when we're like a child. We'll be able to get it. Because God hasn't, you know, he hasn't made this complicated. He's made this very, very simple for us to really, you know, shine his lights. To be that light. To be power infused, ready to give. Ready to really give those heavenly words to those ones that are ready to receive and to understand that, you know, this is God's business. This is God's work. He is at work always. And, you know, he has great things for each and every one of us as we continue to stay focused with him, as we continue to, you know, let our requests be made known to him, then God is really able to go to work for us. He's really able to infuse us with the heavenly thoughts, the good emotions, you know, because like what I love about, you know, having a relationship with God is that, you know, it's all done by faith. It's all done by just really keeping it simple. And I really realize this is that we keep it simple. And just understand that God is doing the work in everything. We let our desires be made known to him, and then he brings them to manifestation. So walking in the manifestation of his spirit, which we can do every day, if that would be speaking in tongues, if that would be sharing the word, if that would be, you know, speaking good, God really wants us to flourish and to grow in everything, in every area of our spiritual walk. And so, you know, things will be said, and it's are our ears, you know, ready to receive. And so, you know, keeping that mind and heart humble and meek, ready to receive, you know, like right now we've had some wonderful sharings. And so, you know, really taking key elements of what's hitting your heart in those sharing and putting in putting it into practice in your everyday, you know, in every day. And so when we do that, God really goes to work. And it's just really, really great to see how faithful our God is. Like, he will never see us go without anything. So if he doesn't make us go without anything in the physical, in the carnal things, how much more do you think God wants us to really be walking in that spiritual level? Like, God really wants us to be those lights, like Jesus Christ said, you are the lights of the world. So how do we be a light? We allow God to lead us by his spirit, by also the heavenly words which are being shared on this fellowship, and really being committed to God and committed to what's being shared. Because when we do that, because God knows the true intent of each person's heart. So when we really do this with all our heart, God really moves mountains. God really goes to work, because he set up this promises. He set up this arrangement that if we go to him and trust him and hearken diligently to what's being shared, either through the manifestations or through someone sharing the word from God, like when we really take these words to heart and move with all our heart, God really causes the increase. You will be happy, you will be blessed as you come in and go out, because this is the way God set it up. So God's heart is for all of us to prosper and to be in health. So, like, this is God's heart towards us. And, you know, that's why we got to go to him with all our heart. Like, nothing can stop you from what you are desiring. You can't allow anything to stop you from what goals you have, what desires you have. Don't allow the negatives to stop you from achieving your desires, because God is the one that brings those desires to pass. But sometimes we got to get up off our bums and we need to do. Like, we need to do so God can go to action, you know. Like, if we're just sitting and doing nothing, you know, God could be saying, okay, I want you over here, or doing this, or to whatever the situation may be. We need to be attentive to listen to that spirit, you know, telling us, okay, now get up or pray, you know, or, oh, you may be thinking negatively here, change it up. And it's, you know, like, the more we practice saying what we want, not what we see, the more we confess the heavenly words, just like as we confess Christ as Lord and believe God raised him from the dead, this is what we do in everything that we put our heart to, with all our heart. And I pick this up also, like, when I go to India, I see the heart of the believer. And, you know, they do it with all their heart. And you can see the commitment and the dedication. And so, like, it's just really, really powerful to see, to have also examples there that are in Christ, that are walking by the Spirit of God. We can take great note from one another. That's why we should never esteem ourselves higher than anyone else, but always esteem others higher than yourself. Because that's where the blessing is. The blessing is in the service, is in the doing, is where we find pleasure, is where we find rest, is by going to God, letting our request be made known. That's where we find peace. That's where we find joy. Or this coming on fellowship and, you know, having this time together, because we might have had a crap couple of days. So coming together in this time now will energize you to the spiritual things, the spiritual mind. That's why you're, you know, after, well, I know for me, after fellowship, I'm excited. I'm alive, because these are spiritual words, and these words are spirit and life. And so as we speak, God is working in each person's heart right now. You just have thoughts, yeah, I'm inspired, I want to do this. So don't let that inspiration die out after the fellowship, you know. Don't let the birds come and steal the seed off the stony ground. That's why our hearts need to be prepared and that we're ready to receive the word. That's how we will grow. That's how we will go to the next step. And, you know, none of your situation defines who you are, because God has defined who we are. We are sons and daughters of Him. So it's okay if we go, you know, we're not expecting to go through crap, but if we do, it's okay. And if we feel it's tough, that's okay, because we have a body of believers where we can encourage one another, where we can speak to any situation in the name of Jesus Christ, and it will have to bow, because Christ's name is above every name. So again, we know when we're feeling down, we go to the source to receive strength, to remain in His Spirit, because that's where we're going to be edified, to remain around those that are walking by the Spirit, because they will set you on fire. I can remember saying, Ashish used to say that, you know, if you get the cold coal and put it next to the hot coal, that cold coal will become hot, you know, because there's so many. So if we're all following the sound encouragement, which we all are here, we're really going to be productive in everything that we're doing, because God doesn't want us to lack in any area. Now, sometimes mindsets and old way of thinking do hinder that, but that's what God is perfecting in each and every one of you. He's perfecting the perfect thoughts. And so when these negative thoughts come, you will be able to discern. Not with your carnal mind. You can't discern it with your carnal mind. It's with the spiritual mind that you're able to discern what is good and what is not. So everything, again, is understanding that our battle is not in the flesh, but is in the Spirit, which has been won via Christ, but we have to believe that. If we don't believe that, we're going to get beaten up. We're going to get affected by the forces of this world, because we're believing the old patterned way of thinking, the worldly carnal mindset. And so we don't want to go that way. So this is why we practice every day, not because my dad has said, or I have said, or someone else has said, but that we're doing it from the heart, because again, I feel like God says it through me a lot, is that everything we do, our walk, is not in front of one another, but it's in front of God. This is on your own, you know, I'm not where you are in a day, but God is with you. God is with you, and He's working in you, and He wants to really work in you, but He wants us to be aware, you know, today is my day. Today is the day that the Lord has made. So when I wake up, I'm ready for that day with God. I'm not ready with Danny, with the negative and the being down. Don't get me wrong. I do wake up sometimes and I'm negative. But that's what is God is perfecting in me, is a lot less than what it was 4 years ago, a lot less. So see it bit by bit. God is working everything out. So, you know, it says in the scriptures that we're to work out our own salvation. This is working out your own salvation, is being led of the Spirit of God, is practicing the everyday thing that, you know, we do heartedly unto God. If we're not praying, if we're not going to Him, if we're not seeking after Him, but we may say, like, okay, God, do this. Like, this is a relationship. God is not just somewhere where you just go, even though everything is freely given to us. That's a carnal mindset when you go to God like that. It's from the carnal mind. But we want to go to God by that Spirit, because He's given us that Spirit, right? He wants us to go to Him and to be led and to be inspired, to want to have that time of maybe speaking in tongues or dedicating that time to have fellowship with your brother or sister in Christ. And so again, it's doing everything with heart, joyfully with heart, like the honoring God. Like for me, I will not honor God unless it's done cheerfully. Amount does not really enter, because I know God is always increasing me. So, you know, sometimes God will increase much, and then sometimes I'm inspired to give this much. Everything is done with joy, because if anything is done with a a hindrance of heart, again, we miss the blessing, and maybe God don't want you to go without either. So everything we do is with the wisdom of God, which is very evidently easily to use, because we can all speak in tongues. If I asked each person on here now, okay, speak in tongues, you will speak in tongues very easily. So walking by the Spirit is just like speaking in tongues. We just begin and allow God to lead, allow God to energize and to give the words, because we're very important people. So important. We're the lights of the world. People are walking in darkness. So the more we walk in the light, the more we will manifest that light. We will really manifest that light. Like we can just speak and people will be healed. Like Peter's shadow cast upon them and healed their sick. So like the more we seek after those things which are above, we're going to be very in a very good position. So let's seek those things which are above and not the things on the earth, because they're temporal. They produce only temporarily happiness. There's only materialistic happiness for a couple of days, a couple of weeks. It's like a PlayStation 5. I got a PlayStation 5, really excited. I haven't played it in God knows how long. So like, it's just the material thing of the world, which I once desired and got, but now the love is not there. So this is carnal. You know, so we want to seek after those things which are going to be eternal for our walk here on earth now. Because God wants us all at our full potential, and we're all working towards that. Me, myself, I feel like I still got a long way to go, but that's a bad confession. We're already there. And that's how we got to see it. Even though it may look like, oh, hang on a minute, I've got a few steps to go. Or, no, as he is, so are we in this world. And so, you know, I just want to encourage that. I want you to understand that you are as he is, and that you're a mighty person, and your words will have impact. It will create ripples around you, good or bad. But let's speak the good. Let's confess unto wholeness. Let God have all men to be saved. Let's continue to desire that one hungry person. That's it. That's all it takes, is one hungry person. Christ was an example. Paul from the Bible was an example. Each one of those already ones had great outreach. So we can really have great outreach, but it's got to be done by the Spirit of God. We have to be spiritually tapped in each and every day. So I love each and every one of you, and I know God is doing great and wonderful things in your life, and I'm going to pass it on to my beautiful wife, Amber.
Great. Really awesome. Thank you for passing that. Hello everyone, and God bless you all. Really wonderful night, and you're leading a wonderful meeting, Carl Morton. Thank you so much for your heart and service to do this for us all tonight. And I know Lawrence is very blessed also, and it's really great. And as Danny was sharing, I was looking at all the names on the screen, and I was thinking, wow, if it wasn't for God, none of us would actually know each other. None of us would have ever come in contact with each other. Some way, God, or through God's way, he's made it available for us all to be together this evening. And then I was thinking, this was just all going through my mind as Danny was sharing. I was just thinking of Lawrence on his travels and how he was able to see Bambi and her husband for the first time, how he's going to meet Cassie for the first time. And everyone else, you know, who he's going to see is going to be for the first time, yet the communication has been very fluent over so many years, and God makes the perfect connections. I remember Lawrence and Kim sharing, they share it on many of occasions with us, because it's so inspiring about how Lawrence become full-time, and how when he heard the word that you're going to move the word in the whole of Europe and the whole of UK, that they didn't know anyone, not one person, you know, there wasn't one person outside of Bristol who they knew. So in the eyes of man, that seemed impossible. But with God, it was very easy. It was a word that God spoke, and it was a word that God surely brought to pass, and he's still bringing it to pass, and he's done that consistently since Lawrence and Kim heard that word spoken into their lives. And through that word and through their dedication and service, we are all here now today. We're all able to fellowship. We're all able to be like-minded, of one accord, under the same, listening to the same words that God is speaking into our life. And so I want to encourage each and every one of you, what God has spoken into your life, the calling God has on your life, he is bringing it to pass. He is doing the work behind the scenes. Everything God has promised to you as his sons and daughters is happening, and it's happening very, very quickly. We are all very important to God. We are all his masterpieces, and he loves us so very much to even bring us all together this evening to share his wonderful truth, to share his logic, to share his rhema, to share the wonderful testimonies and the visions and the desires he's given us. Because we are all very unique to God. We're all very individual. But each and every one of us are very important to God. But also all of us collectively is very important to God. So as I was just really hearing the words that was being spoken tonight, especially through Ethel as well, when she said, just passing through. We are really just passing through. The things that we can see are only temporal. But the things that are eternal, the things that we cannot see, is eternal, is God's way. You know, it says Jesus has gone away to prepare many mansions. You know, many great things are going to happen. Then Peter, at the beginning, shared about how we're not going to have to pack cases. We're not going to have to buy tickets. There's so much amazing things to come. So many amazing things to come. But in the moment that we're living in now, there's so much amazing things happening in each one of our lives around the world. The doors God is opening for us, the opportunities he's given us, because he's designed all of us to really prosper and have a good journey through life. But he's also designed it where life is easy. Life is really, really easy. Danny shared it. Yes, sometimes it may seem like a grey day. You know, it may seem like not a lot's going on, or that you may be presented with a situation that is not nice or is uncomfortable. But as sons and daughters of the Most High God, we know that when we cast our cares to God, he's instantly going to go to work on our behalf because he cares for us. That we don't have to walk in this world with worries and burdens and anxieties and fears, because we have a mighty living God who has said that he's not just our God but our dad, and he's going out of his way to take care of all of those things. Even though we might not see it in the time frame we need it to be seen, he is absolutely at work on our behalf every single day. He's even working on our behalf when we don't even release it to him. But when we release everything to God, he instantly is activated to go to work on our behalf because he wants us all blessed. We don't have to live in this world like unbelievers, like people who don't know God. Yes, God's desire is for all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of his truth, but we all know there are many people that are not living in that way. They're not living in the knowledge of truth. They're not living in a way that is with God. They're living in a way that seems right to a man. But for us, we can really live this life victorious. He says that we're triumphant, you know, more than a winner, more than winners, we're triumphant. And every promise that God has declared to his sons and daughters are true. And as long as we're believing that truth and we're walking in that truth, we can really be happy and fulfilled and successful in every area. Just down to us all being together this evening. Us meeting one another, wherever we've met each other, whatever location God has brought us to, or where he's going to bring us all to, is all part of God's master plan, is all part of his master design. And we don't have to be weary and well-doing, but we stand strong in the ability,
in where we are filled with that Holy Spirit. We have great ability, great power. We're seated on the right-hand side of God, and through that Spirit, we have conquered sickness. We have conquered poverty. We have conquered feeling anxious or worried or brought down or downtrodden, because that's the way the world are looking at things. We as sons and daughters of God don't need to look at that. Even though them feelings may come, they can quickly go. As quick as they come, they can quickly go, because we have mighty power, dead raising power living within us. So if we can raise the dead, how quick can we rebuke anxiety, fear, upset, anger, you know, wrath, you know? And so as the body of Christ, as sons and daughters, as a living witness of who God is, we can really be blessed to be that blessing. Bless others, bless those that don't deserve to be blessed in the eyes of the world. You know, let's not condemn one another, put each other down, or not us as believers, but even in the world, you know, like back in the day with the churches and everything, you always seen if people come in and they looked a bit out of place, maybe they were covered in tattoos or their hairs was multicolored or they were on drugs or drunk. A lot of people within the churches would look down upon that, you know, wouldn't probably want them within the congregation. I've heard a few stories of people being looked down upon by God's children. But us, we shouldn't be looking down upon anyone. We should be like bringing in people, comforting in people, encouraging people, showing people the goodness of God. God's not a judgmental God. God's a God full of grace and mercy. He has grace and mercy on all of us, and we all make mistakes every day. We're always doing something that may not be right or touching the mark, but God doesn't condemn us for that. He doesn't get that big stick out and whip us and put us down. No, he loves us unconditionally. He loves us with a deep and burning love. He loves us so much that he's called us his sons and daughters. And now through that love, we're able to operate in a way that really does not seem normal to men and women. They don't understand it. They cannot comprehend it. They can't comprehend that we're walking in peace, prosperity, happiness, joyfulness. Especially in a world that's so uncertain, people are like, well, what do you mean? You're not worried. What do you mean? I don't understand. But because we're children of God, we do understand. We don't have to live in this world in fear. We don't have to live in this world with any worries, fears, or doubts. We just stay strong, stay consistent, stay blessed. And the key to staying strong, consistent, and blessed is being led of that Spirit. Doing the things each day God puts in your heart to do. Not condemning yourself. Not looking down upon yourself or trying to figure out anything in your own strength if you're not seeing much happen. Or if there's things going on in the world that you're not unsure about. Because we don't have to be sure about the things going on in the world. All we have to be sure about is God. All we have to keep our eye on is God. Doesn't matter of the uncertainties or anything else going on around us, but if our eye is on God, he keeps us in perfect peace. We're able to walk around in a big bubble, not being affected by things going on in the world. And it was bringing to my mind, if you think of all the galaxies and the stars and everything that God created, his perfect creation, there's scientists and people out there that are seeing kind of like meteors or different specks coming towards Earth from different planets and different stones, but we don't ever see it. Sometimes we might see a light in the sky, sometimes we might see something going on, but we're never affected by what's going on in all the galaxies and all above Earth. We're not affected by it because it's already being taken care of. God's taking care of all of that. So the things going on that we cannot see, we're not affected by because we can't see it, you know, but the things that we can see, we seem to let it affect us. But when we practice and train our mind not to focus on the things that we can see, and people say, well, that's a bit inhuman, can't live life like that. That's not living in reality. But the reality is we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. we are seated on the right-hand side of God. Just like we don't consider what's going on outside of our planet, just like we don't look or be worried about the things going on in space, we can be the same here on Earth. We don't have to consider sickness, wars, rumors of wars, droughts and famines and things like this. We can absolutely pray for these things, but we don't need to consider it. We just stay blessed, seeking after God, having great visions, great desires, having great fellowship, fellowshipping with one another, fellowshipping with the people God's connected us with, speaking in tongues much, you know, interceding and just walking and talking and being led by God each day. And as we're walking and talking and being led by God, we become stronger and stronger. Like Danny said, we're all practicing every day. None of us are perfect. None of us have hit the mark, and none of us will actually hit the mark until we got our brand new bodies and we're with God and Jesus Christ. But we're practicing each day. And as long as we're practicing with a pure heart, letting God do the work, not taking any burdens upon ourselves, not condemning ourselves, not trying to be God, and we just rest and let God do the work, then each day everything becomes more and more easier, happier. We see things a little more different. We are able to just be in Happyville. I love it. Happyville. We're able just to be in Happyville, no matter of the circumstances or the situations. And we're able to walk through great and mighty doors, just like Lawrence and Kim all those years ago was given a word about moving the word in Europe in the UK. And look at all the people that they have met and ministered to. Look at all the open doors that have been opened. And it came from a word. It came from a spoken word. It didn't come from any action. It didn't come from them trying to do anything in their own strength or getting a map and saying, right, we're going to go here, here, here. No, it came from God's word. God spoke like he spoke into the world, or like he spoke when the world was created, let there be light and so on. Then it happened. So when that word was spoken into their life, then it happened. So whatever word is spoken in your life today, know that it's happened. It's absolutely happening. And one of those words is, you are healed. You are prosperous. Jesus Christ become poor so that we can become very rich. By his stripes, we were healed. We are his sons and daughters. We are seated on the right-hand side of God. Those are words spoken into our life that is true. And there's other personal words also, like that is spoken into your life, like that with Lawrence and Kim and all whoever else. So keep your eye single, because when your eye is single, you're flooded with light. You're not flooded with burdens and worries and condemnations. You're flooded with light. Keep your eye single. Stay focused on who God's called you to be. Don't try and make anything happen in your own strength. Enjoy life to the best of your ability. Enjoy every moment with your families, with your partners, with the area that you're living in, the people that God's surrounding you with. And just be very, very blessed knowing who you are in Christ, knowing how powerful you are. And it's not by accident that we're all together on this Zoom. It's not by accident that we're able to meet face to face. It's God's plan, his design, his family, where we're not judging one another, or we're not querying about what this person said that and that person said this, but we're walking in love. We're walking in that peace. We're walking in the sound doctrine, and what the sound doctrine is, just doing what God puts in your heart to do each day. If you know you're doing what God puts in your heart each day, then you're walking with God. You're with God. And the fellowship's so important, because it does keep us sharp. It does keep us encouraged, because if someone's going through an experience that might not be very nice, and they're practicing their faith, then come in here, or coming, going wherever, but here especially, we're building on that faith. You know, like Danny spoke about the hot coals. When you put one hot coal and another hot coal, that coal's going to become hot. So fellowship keeps us hot. Connecting with our minister, our encourager, just keeps us hot, keeps us sharp, keeps us diligent, you know, keeps our eye very aware, not through fear, but through love and obedience, because we want to be loving and obedient to the things God wants us to to do, and through that will come correction and doctrine and reproof and all those other things. So God bless you all. It's been really great. I look forward to hearing you all share. I love you all very much. And thank you, Carl Morton, for asking us to share. And yeah, let's continue having a great night with each other and with God. Let's continue moving very powerfully. Let's continue listening to what God has to say to us, and then let him bring it to pass in our life. So God bless you.
Bless you too, both of you. Thank you so much for your sharing wonderful things. When God speaks, we definitely should listen, and we definitely should expect things to take place, because we know it has to happen before, and it will happen again. I like that picture with coal. If you have one coal and you put it next to a hot one, it will bring the heat onto the next. That's a fellowship for you. And if God is the source of being hot, I like to stay hot. So this is just wonderful. I'd like to ask somebody who just had a visit from Bristol. Bambi, are you there? Are you able to share, or are you at work?
I'm not at work, Carl. I don't have a job anymore. I am free. Yeah, no, I left. I'm a housewife right now, which is great, which is a job actually, but not in an office, not in an office. So yeah, God bless you all. We just had a great visit. We had a great visit. My husband and I had Fred and Lawrence for a couple of days. Fred stayed at a hotel that was just about 10 minutes down the road. So it was really great. I'll just share with you all really quickly, and I'll let Lawrence share in more detail. But it was absolutely hysterical. You've never seen a car full of adults. You have Fred, Lawrence, my husband, and myself, who were as excited. We were excited as kids to see what Mangle would do when we got Lawrence in the house, because Mangle's never seen Lawrence in person, but he has listened to Lawrence's voice all of his life since he was a kitten, and he loves Lawrence's voice. I'll put Lawrence's voice on my phone if I'm listening to a sharing, and Mangle will run in the room. If I'm in fellowship, he'll jump on my lap and listen to Lawrence. So we were just like kids in a candy shop. We just could not wait. Now, we had to drop Fred off at the hotel because it was kind of late, but he was like, let me know how it goes. So we get here to the house, and we come in, and Lawrence says, "Hello, Mango." And that cat, I've never seen him react like this before. It was like a small child. If you tell them you're going to go take them to meet Santa Claus, and then they see, you know, Santa Claus, and they're terrified. And Mango was absolutely, we'd never seen him like this before. He stood beside the chair and like kind of hunched up behind it and just looked at Lawrence with his wide saucer eyes like, "Wow, he's real." And then we went out on the back porch so Lawrence could smoke, and we had the screen door open, and the three cats just lined up, and they were all staring at Lawrence, but especially Mango. Mango had laser vision on him. It was so funny. But yeah, after a day or so, Mango got used to the fact that Lawrence was real. He apparently came through the computer screen, was the look he had on his face. It was so cute. But yeah, we had a great visit. We went to a couple surrounding communities and just really spent some time enjoying one another's company and not talking, getting to know one another. You know, Lawrence and Tony got to talk, and it was great because Lawrence doesn't speak Spanish and Tony doesn't speak English, but they were communicating great. We had a really fine time. And then we went to a community, a little city called Easton, which is just about 30 minutes from where we live in Bethlehem. And David, the grand champ, was able to come up and spend the day with us. So we had a really nice meal together with all of us. And then on the last day, the day before yesterday, Scott Champ was able to come up and get Lawrence. And so then we all went out together again. We all shared a meal for Fred's birthday. And then we took Fred to the airport the next morning, so he flew out. But yeah, it was a really great time, and I'm looking forward to hearing all of the stories with Lawrence and all of you all. And I'm sure when you all see him in person, he will share with you some of the things we had happen. But there was a lot of laughing. We had a really great time. And yeah, So here we are in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and it was really just a wonderful confirmation because, you know, my husband and I know that God has placed us here. We're in this community, we're in this home, and we had nothing to do with the arranging of that. And so we just continue to walk every day and see what God has and what he's doing in our lives. And to have Lawrence come and visit and to have Fred come and Scott and David as well was just a really great confirmation that, you know, we are where we're supposed to be and to be able just to spend some time and be with the other believers. And, what else? You know, God has really been just showing me great things. It's been a really interesting walk over the last few years to see it accumulate to this point, to be now where I am and just have this nice break, and even just to see how God took care of the smallest details. I don't understand why I was in the position that I was in. I don't understand why God told me to take that job at that office. You know, but there's one thing I do know, too. Sometimes in life, we'll find out down the road, and sometimes in life, we may never know. I know of so many different circumstances in life where someone did something and they fell asleep before they got to see what the result was, but that God told them to do something and it did happen down the line. You know, Abraham was the same way. He was the father of many nations, but he never got to see that within his physical life. He'll know eventually. We all know that, but there are things and times in life sometimes that can be very baffling to us if we look at it in a five-sense way, but we just have to walk and trust God, and I know that God told me to take the job that he told me to take. When I was filling out the application, and I prayed before I even submitted it, I said, God, is there anything else? I'm submitting this, my resume and the cover letter. Is there anything else? And I just took some silent time, and God said, clear as a bell, as if he was in the room with me, he said, you spelled her last name wrong. And I opened up the cover letter, and I had in fact misspelled the woman's last name. I had spelled it with an E, and there is no E. So I know from start to finish that I was supposed to be at that job. I know twice that the adversary tried to take me out when I was commuting back and forth to that job, and I would just speak in tongues all the way there and all the way back. And I don't know if you all remember that one of the stories there, but I was going to work. I was on a busy interstate in the morning, and all of a sudden I just thought, and I think I even said it out loud, I'm going to get in the right-hand lane and stay there. And I got in the right-hand lane, and just as soon as I did, I heard this loud crashing explosion sound, and a minivan had gone full speed and just rammed into the car that was where I had been, and caused a major, major blockade. And I knew immediately that that had been intended for me, but God had kept me safe and moved me over. And I had multiple experiences like that while I was commuting back and forth, to the point that God got me the home that I'm living in now. And so, you know, I don't know what the purpose of that job was, but I do know that I had prayed and talked to Lawrence about it, and decided that when Lawrence and Fred were going to come, that either I was going to get the time off work or I was going to resign from the position. I was fed up, and I talked with Lawrence on a one-on-one, and he said, you know, sometimes, Bambi, God has you in a place, but you just reach your threshold. And I'm paraphrasing. He didn't necessarily say that verbatim. But you just come to a point where you've had enough and you can just say, God, I need to move on now. And so I went to God and said, you know, I've had enough. And it had gotten even hairier than it had been beforehand. And, you know, the lady I was working with was a hollow individual who had to entertain devil spirits in order to be able to have any sort of power. And even that you could cheat. It was chaos and confusion and negativity and screaming. It was horrible. But I would always go in and be joyful and pray for people. And I got to the point that I would even just walk around the office and speak in tongues out loud. People probably thought I was crazy. I didn't care anymore. I was able to just, you know, love on people and be a light in that office. And many people told me that I was the light of the office, that I was the sunshine of the office. I remember when I first went there, how dark it was. And when I left, it was brighter. It was brighter. But then, the place where I worked, they didn't like to give people time off. It was just like pulling teeth to try to get vacation time. And so I put that vacation time in, but I had gone to God and said, you know, I'm just done. And everything fell in place. I'll spare everybody all the details, but everything fell in place, and I was able to resign. I got another job. It was a wonderful offer. I'll be commuting again, going back the other way from whence I came, but, you know, God has a sense of humor. And so I was able to give my notice, and then I had a week off before Lawrence came. I had the week off when Lawrence was here, and then I've got this week, and then I got next week off so that I can prepare for my upcoming job. I'm going to do a little bit of reading up on it and take care of just things here in the house, spend time like I did today working on the garden, and just have time to relax and to refresh. And so it really has been a blessing all the way around, and that's how God works. You know, when we let God run things, even though sometimes, I speak for myself, sometimes it can be so frustrating because we are in a five-sense world and we do want to run things the way we think they should go. But I can tell you that there's absolutely no other situation in which I think that I would have gotten the 28-day vacation after a job and prior to a job and right when Lawrence and Fred were coming up. So it worked out beautifully. And then we had a little bit of an incident, but it wasn't bad at all. Everything is wonderful now. My husband got a double ear infection. He got it right before Lawrence got here. And Lawrence ministered to him. And, you know, his ears got better, but he still had some pain. And, it was so funny. I'd shared, a couple weeks ago that I need to get a whole new wardrobe. I'm starting this new job and I'm not taking over any of the clothing that I had at my previous position to this new job. Not a lick of it is going with me. I'm getting all new stuff. So, but getting new professional clothing is expensive. Professional clothing, especially for women, is not cheap. And, so Tony had this ear infection. I promise these two things do tie together. Bear with me. So he had the ear infection, and I only have health insurance here in the United States till the end of the month. And so I called to get a doctor's appointment, and I prayed about it because he had to go to a specialist, an ear, nose, and throat doctor. And getting a specialist appointment is very, very difficult, very, very difficult. It could be weeks out, months out. So I called. We got a referral, and no one could see him. No one could see him. There was no space. There was no room in the inn. There was nothing. And, you know, I had prayed about it. I just stayed on the line with the lady looking, and she said, well, could you go up to East Stroudsburg, which is about an hour from us? And I said, yeah, absolutely. And she said, well, if you can go up to East Stroudsburg, I can get you in tomorrow. And I said, well, let's do it. So we went up to East Stroudsburg, and Tony saw this doctor, very, very, very nice man. He just had some water on the ear. It had to be removed, and I'll spare you all the details. But that was taken care of, and he felt 100% better, and the guy recommended some ear drops just to clear it up. And he said, I'm going to want to see you back in a week just to make sure everything's been taken care of. Apparently, the ear canal is shaped a certain way, and liquid couldn't leave as it needed to because of the shape of the ear canal. And so I said, well, we only have insurance through this week. I'm changing jobs, and there's going to be a little bit of a lapse. And the doctor was just appalled. He goes, you're not going to have what? And I said, yeah, that's the way the health insurance works in the United States. He goes, well, if you have it, then I'm going to have to see you again on Friday. So we said, that's great. That's wonderful. We'll see us on Friday. And so, you know, what a blessing that is that we were able to work that out. And we wouldn't be able to make a second appointment unless the doctor said he had to do it. So we put that in. So we were leaving the doctor's office, and we were looking around because it was up in the Poconos Mountains, a very famous area in the United States. Tony and I have never been there before. I was looking for maybe a nice outlook where you can go and see the scenic view, or maybe a spot where we could see the mountains or something we could do while we were up there. And of all things, I'm not a real big shopper. I'm not really into consumerism. But again, I do need some work clothes. And we saw a sign. It's an outlet mall. And here in the state, outlet malls have all sorts of different stores. Right from the factory, prices tend to be a lot less expensive than they would be in the retail stores. And I said, well, there's an outlet mall. Why don't we go down there and let me see what they have? Because I do need to get some new clothes. Well, we pulled in and they had one of these stores that I really wanted to go to that they didn't have where we live. And, I went in and it turns out they had an incredible sale on top of a sale because it's already discount price. So then I got 40% off of what they already had, which was less than the store price. And then when I was checking out, they had this some sort of fundraising campaign. If you donated, I think it was $25 to some campaign to fight some disease, it wasn't, you know, it was a worldly thing. But if you did that, then you got an additional 20% off, and you could use it throughout the month. And so I ended up walking away with $700 worth of professional outfits for less than $300. And all of the clothes I bought are high quality, very well made, will last for years, just really gorgeous. And then on top of it, I can use the card through Friday. So, you know, Tony was being really patient. He was walking around this outside mall area. He's not much of a shopper. And so I said, well, let me do tops today. And then we come back on Friday, I'll do pants and dresses. And so that gave, you know, me some time to shop and get things. And then I didn't have to make him wait for too very long. And so we left and we were driving back and Tony said, you realize that's how God blessed us, right? That's why I had to get the doctor's appointment up here, because we saved so much money and you were able to get the clothes that you wanted at the best price. And so it was, you know, it's something very, very small, but it was really a great blessing. I love the clothes I got. Tony feels 100% better. And so in every single walk and every single thing that we do, even the small things, when we go to the grocery store, when we need to get clothes, you know, God is with us. He's providing these things for us because he is our Father and he does care for us. So whether it's bringing Lawrence to come see you in person, or whether it's just spending time fellowshipping with believers in person, or having a great time with one another laughing about how the cat's going to react, or getting some new clothes, you know, God has really been blessing us and our home, and we're just so thankful. Hopefully that was the first of many of you that we will receive in the coming weeks and months. So that is my sharing, and I love you all so much. I look forward to hearing the rest of you.
That's something else. Thank you so much. Great experience with the discount you got both on the medical thing and also your older clothing. That was great. Very nice to hear. Very nice. It blesses me to hear things like that. It's exciting when God comes through and does things that we do not expect. And he always does it on unexpected ways. We have a tendency to pre-think and trying to get God to do things in our pattern and according to our expectations or systems and thinking. But God has his own way of doing things, and that is so exciting when it happens. So I heard now how it was to have Kim Lawrence visiting. Now I'd like to hear how Kim is doing without Lawrence, and to hear how you are doing, Kim, all by yourself and the dogs. So if you are available, I'd love to listen to your sharing.
No, God bless you. Well, we are all doing well, Carmorta. It's very peaceful. It's very tidy. we're speaking to him daily. I know with the 5 hours difference, it's a little bit sort of short, because I'm up very early, so he's just going to bed. And then the day goes on, and as I'm about to go to bed, he's not long been up, so. But he had a fantastic day yesterday. I think he walked about 20 miles all through New York. And he said to me that he was believing to get a taxi back, as I said earlier. But it turned out to be rush hour, and so they had to walk the 10 miles back. And by all accounts, it's so, so hot there right now. Absolutely boiling, he said, and the sun was beating down on them. But the day before that, they actually went to the beach, and he took a picture. I couldn't believe it, that they were charging something like $15 to go on the beach. And then they would charge for the children, and they'd charge for the sun lounger and or a chair, whatever you would sit on. And then it turned out to be like, if it was a family of five like we were, you're probably looking at about $100 to go on the beach every day. But I guess they have their rules and their regulations. And I just think that, you know, they wouldn't really get away with that over here in England if they tried to charge for a day on the beach. We have so many, so people just go to the one that they didn't have to pay for. But, you know, God made and created the heavens and the earth, and he sure didn't charge us, you know, for us to go on the beach. But that everything that he created is so beautiful. And especially now at this time of year for us, we are for those of you that know where we live or they've been to our house, you know, the fields are green. All the trees now have their leaves, and it's just absolutely stunning just to look out the window, and the birds are singing, and it's just, I know that God brought us to this place many years ago, and I have great joy in sharing what God done. I had a guy came the other day to fix a leak under my sink, and he was talking about the houses, and he said, so how long have you been here? And I said, oh, I've been here 20 years plus, mate. I said, I was in the old house before they, and then I found myself sharing again about how God pointed me to this house when I had the cancer. And this guy's not doing any work. He's just listening, and how God brought me up the street and how God directed me to the house up in the corner. And, you know, and then that house had to be knocked down, and they paid for us to go and live somewhere for 2 years while this house was being built, and I got to design it and choose the color scheme and all this, that, and the other. I said, and then we've been in here 20 years. And he was like, wow, that's just an amazing story. And I know for a fact that he wasn't really wanting to know about God, but, you know, when our lives are about God and what God's done in our life, we can't help but share those things, because this is what makes life exciting. You know, if you think about the worldly things, there's nothing there that makes it exciting. But with God, everything is exciting. And so then I had problems with the patio doors. So I thought, well, while Lawrence isn't here, I'll get someone out to do them as well. So they tried to give me some weird date. I think it was something like 6th of June or something, and the doors weren't locking properly. I mean, I'm not afraid. I leave the back door open all night. I'm not worried about anybody breaking in. I leave my doors open, the windows open. I come and go as I please, and I know God's got his hand on this house. So then he said, oh, well, that's not safe. He said, I'll come out. He said, are you home today? And I said, yes. And then again, you know, he's trying to repair these doors. Amber was here. And again, I found myself saying, like, when he said, how long have you been here? And 20 years. And like, oh, you can tell these doors are old, you know, and don't know if I'll be able to get the mechanisms and all that. And, you know, but he fixed it. And he's still waiting on a part, but he fixed it. And again, it brought back the memories of how we got this house and how God has blessed us. And, you know, there are so many things in our lives. It's not that God does something every day, and it's not that we are aware of the things sometimes that God is doing. But those things that we are aware of, they stay with us. And that's what helps encourage us. It helps to keep our faith, because we know God is with us. And if he's done it once, he'll do it again. And so, you know, and even to top all that, my rent is like a third of what the lady next door pays. And she has exactly the same, well, she don't have exactly the same house, but she don't have French doors going out. She doesn't have the downstairs wet room, you know, but it's the same building on the same plot of land, same size, same bedroom, same everything. But mine's a third cheaper. And again, the blessings of God, you know, that. And the reason for that is that I was an old, what we class as a council tenant, and then a housing association took these over. But for those that were coming back as a council tenant, they had to keep that rent in line. So even though we're now a housing association, my rent is in line with the council's. So it's a third cheaper. And I mean, I think I pay the same as somebody that has like a one-bedroom flat or something. And we have this beautiful four-bedroom house. So, you know, the blessings from God are on a daily basis. Everything that we do, I heard it tonight, you know, we do with God. And it is the wisdom, like Danny was saying, the wisdom of God. It's not about our wisdom, our own knowledge, our own ideologies, but it's the wisdom of God. God knows. And whether you believe that or not, it doesn't matter to me. But that wisdom of God is what comes to pass when you have faith. He just directs you. I mean, Bambi shared, you know, she didn't know why she was in Bethlehem. She didn't know why she got that job. And now she's got another job in the opposite direction. Well, God wants to bless her. He wants her to have different scenery on her way to work. He doesn't need to be reminded of that old job. So he's sent her in the opposite direction so that she doesn't have to think, oh, that's where I used to work. No, it doesn't. You know, We can't even see the intricate detail on how God takes care of our lives unless we really sit and God shows us. Like when Bambi said that about, oh, and my job's in the opposite direction, I thought, yeah, because God doesn't want you reminded of that old place. He wants you to start anew. And so, you know, when we really look at the things that God's doing, you know, at the moment you may not be, you may think that God's not doing anything, but it's not for our knowledge and what we think, but it's God and how God's working that plan so that his sons and his daughters are blessed. You know, I often say I go to the ends of the earth for my kids and for their partners and for my grandchildren. You know, they are my world. I would drop anything to be there for them if they needed me. And that's how God is with us. In fact, much, 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 much more. You know, that God wants to be there for us. And so it's time to take that weight off and start leaning on God and allowing God to bring these things to pass, allowing God to work in your life so that you can see where he's going to work, so that you can get the blessings. You know, every day we should have something to shout about. Like Danny was sharing, you know, in India, these guys are totally, totally on fire. There's not one of them that, like, when I think of Jyoti and Suresh right now, those guys I don't think have been home since Christmas. You know, she's having a house built. And I was like, oh, how'd you manage to do it all? Like, you know, how'd you plan on what color the walls are going to be and choose your tiling and your bathrooms and your kitchens and all her bedroom was fully fitted? Oh, I just tell them, ask God. And that sort of gave me palpitations. I was thinking, well, what if they do something that you don't like? No, 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 no. God takes care. And it was so, she made it so, so simple. And these guys were on fire. They were the first ones up in the morning. They were the last ones to bed. And they did not stop from dusk till dawn. They just continued, well, it's actually the other way around, from dawn to dusk. But they continued to bless and to serve and to, you know, like we needed some, I'll give the washing to me, I'll get it done. And then the next thing, the washing's coming back and it's all washed and clean. They really didn't stop. And their hearts to want to serve and to bless God's people. I mean, you know, when they get to heaven, there's not going to be, next please. You know, they're going to be so rewarded, man. You know, their hearts. And like Danny was saying, they're on fire. And if you're stood next to someone this cold and you're on fire, you'll make them on fire. Because the heat overtakes the cold. And so, you know, it's just a blessing to see and to know these people. You know, she puts little messages on the WhatsApp post and, you know, great encouragement. And then suddenly there's a picture and there's like 1,000 people in the room and they're all singing and dancing and praising God. And, you know, it's just, it's infectious. That's the word. It's infectious. That love of God is infectious. So that's why we have Zoom fellowship, so that we can all come together, so we can share our testimonies and our desires, so we can encourage people, you know, and to say whatever God does for one, he'll do for the other. He is no respecter of persons, and that all he requires is that we have that small little seed of faith, and that it's not our wisdom, but his. It's not our knowledge, but his. You know, he gives us the knowledge. And then he gives us the wisdom how to apply it. And so, and all that's done by that fruit of the Spirit. You know, Christ died for each one of us so that we could have that Spirit within, that we can operate all nine all the time. You can speak in tongues. You can interpret. You can prophesy. You know, faith, miracles, healings, knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits. You know, you guys, we have every enablement. You know, I said it a few weeks ago, if a walker goes on a hike up a mountain, it takes what it's required to do the task. God's given us our rucksacks. And we've got everything that we need to take on the task, and that's to live life and to live it fully unto him. And so, you know, you have those nine manifestations. You have the fruit of the Spirit. You know, he's given us faith. He wants us to have the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the long-suffering. You know, there's going to be times when we're fighting at the chump and that we really want to get things moving and it's not happening. And that's where the patience comes in, you know, and you get quiet and you go with God and allow him to bless you, because there's nothing in this world that can bless you like God can. And so, you know, there are thousands of testimonies that I can recall and keep pulling up in my mind and my heart. And just, and it makes me chuckle, actually. It makes me laugh, because like Amber was sharing earlier, you know, when Sangha said, oh, yes, now I know why I'm here. I'm not a very good impersonator of Sangha, but you're going to move the word in the whole of the UK and the whole of Europe. And I just laughed and I looked at Lawrence and said, we don't know no one in Europe. And Lawrence is like, shh, don't say nothing. And anyway, so after, I'm like, Europe. Like, who do we know that lives in Europe? And you know what? We didn't. We didn't know one person. And then suddenly, Heike pops up. Then Carl Morton turns up at Heike's. And then, you know, and it just snowballed from there. Absolutely snowballed from there. And so, you know, we went to Finland and we went to Norway. And I think one year Lawrence went back to Norway 7 times. And then, you know, we went to France and people came here to our house. And then we went to Germany and Switzerland and Spain. And just all over. It was just unbelievable how the doors opened. And so you can't never, you know, when God's got you on this trajectory, you can never say never. It won't happen, because with God, everything is possible. You don't know someone in Timbuktu, I can guarantee you if God sends you there, there'll be somebody there waiting for you. Because it's God's master plan. It's not ours. And so from that day of not knowing anyone in Europe, I now know that we know hundreds of people. And so, you know, it's God that connects people together, and we just stay faithful to do the things that he's encouraging, and faithful to connect, faithful to hear what the man of God is saying, even if you don't think it's directed at you at that precise moment. You know, they are the heavenly words from God. God is using that man or that woman to give those words to you. Those words will not fall on deaf ears. Those words will not fall to the ground, because they are words from God. And that is powerful, man. It is so powerful. And when the receiver of those words listens carefully and acts upon it, then signs, miracles and wonders will, without a doubt, will come to pass. So that's not having any doubts. That's not having any fears. That's not having any worries. But when a man or woman of God speaks, we receive that as the words of God. Because if not, why are we doing it? If not, oh, well, that's just Lawrence, or, oh, that's just Carl Morton, or, oh, that's just Danny or Amber. No, those are the words from God. And as we hear them and we listen intently, there's going to be something that's really going to hit your heart. And you pick up on that and you run with it. And that will just be like that day when Sangit said, oh, now I know why I'm here. You will move the word in the whole of the UK and the whole of Europe. And those words that he spoke, even though we laughed, even though we said we didn't know anyone in Europe, God's knowledge, God's wisdom brought it to pass. And it's the same with anything that is spoken. Excuse me. When God speaks, we have to listen. Well, we don't have to. You know, we can just play church. We can just come to fellowship, get blessed, and then have a good night's sleep, get up tomorrow and live in the world until next Thursday when fellowship comes again, or when Sunday leaders meeting comes. And that's not a good way to live. You know, God's always there for you. I'm not saying nothing. He is always there for you. And if that's how you want to live and you're born again, that is, you're still going to heaven. But God wants us to have that prosperous life. And I'm not talking about money here. The prosperous life. That you are healthy. That you have all your needs met. that you are blessed, you know, that your family are healthy, that you've got a beautiful home, you've got a roof over your head, you've got food in the cupboard, you know, no matter what the world is saying about recessions this and recessions that. No, God is our sufficiency. And when we go with God, he takes care of all those needs. And so, you know, we just continue to stay strong, continue to look to him in every situation. And, you know, even on days that you may feel lonely, remember, you're never alone. You have God in Christ in you. So bless your hearts.
Thank you, Kim. That is so beautiful. Right words at the right time with to the right people. I think this is just exactly what you needed to hear. That's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
No, you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. That was wonderful. I saw Jason was on earlier, but I'm not sure if Jason is the one behind Just 700. So if anyone can clarify that for me, that would be wonderful. But it is, isn't it? Hey, there he is, my brother in Bristol. Go for it, Jason, please.
Hi, Colonel, and God bless you. Thank you for asking me. Hi, everyone. God bless you all. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm trying to pick out these backgrounds, because it's a bit dark, so I can't really get familiar with this. I'm not on my phone, I'm on the laptop. So just trying to work out how this works. But it's been great listening to everybody tonight. There's some really great stuff. That's better. Now I'm in my right place, you know, in my right location. Like Kim said, you know, that we're in May now in England, so everything's starting to turn greener, as you can see, you know. So, the trees in the background, and we've got that nice scenery behind us. Just showing you a glimpse of my back garden. I wish it was. what's been on my heart a lot is been really about thankfulness and being thankful for the people in our lives. Not saying nobody's thankful, but just thinking about like people like family members, relatives, for those with husbands, wives, children or grandchildren or nieces and nephews or whoever we've got in our lives that are family, is who God has given us and blessed us to be with. And whatever they're like, you know, whether they're believers already, whether they're not believing at the moment, we still be thankful for them, because it means we're part of a family of some sort that God designed, and he knew it from before the foundations of the world, that we would be born into a certain family in the flesh. And the moment we were born, you know, God was delighted, because he knew it would only be a certain length of time before each of us would know about Jesus Christ. Each of us would know about salvation and come to the knowledge of the truth. And then he knows the time span it would take for any of our family members and relatives to come to the same. And it's funny, I was thinking, you know, I'm speaking in tongues for my family members and relatives regularly, and desiring God to bring the laborers from among them. In the meantime, it's not my business to make it happen. It's only my business to give it to God and leave it in his hands and him do the thing. And when I think about all the years I've spent praying for them all and seeing the directions they've all chosen to go in, and now to, for example, speaking to a sister the other day, and some things we were talking about, having good weather came into the conversation. We wanted decent weather on a certain day. And I just calmly looked up and said, well, we can believe God for it. And she kind of agreed. Once upon a time, she wouldn't have gone in that direction ever. So I'm thrilled to know that she prays every day to God in the name of Jesus Christ. And she may not be on here with us yet. Notice the three-letter word, yet. but there's something there now. There's a connection point now. And it's been there for a while, but I know it's in God's hands. So, you know, whether I go over there to see them next or they come over here, whichever, I don't know. But it, like I said, it's in God's hands. It's not in my hands. However, I never give up. And if I were to give up, then I wouldn't have seen that day come when she at least prays to God in the name of Jesus Christ. And when we can have some kind of a conversation on that level. So whether she's the key to the rest of the family or not, I don't know. It's not my place to know until it happens. and that's God's plan to unfold. Meanwhile, I just keep doing what I know I should do. And looking to God and just expecting that he's going to open the doors that he wants me to walk through. And still, you know, desiring the laborers and, you know, every day praying, thanking God for those laborers. Thank you that they're here. Thank you. You're the control tower. I'm the airport. Bring those plane loads in. Into my airport that are loaded with the key laborers, the leaders of laborers. So, you know, the full assurance that I have that is that God said I have that. So, you know, yeah, I pray with desire for it and I believe I have it and I confess that I have it. In the meantime, I'm still at work. I'm still doing whatever it is God gives me to do in a day. And it's funny, somebody mentioned about anxiety earlier. Now, you know, in the world you get all these things going on. And I got chatting to a guy the other day who I know from going in a shop. He works there, he's security and all this. So he's had a bit of a rocky time. He's on his second marriage. He's having a rocky time of it. And things I've shared with him in the past, I couldn't have figured out how to share that. And it was just as God put it in my heart to share it. And it was afterwards I realized that wasn't me. That was the Spirit of God at work speaking through me. I'm so glad about that. Because my opinions don't count. My opinions cannot help anyone in a situation in the way that God's advice can. Just the other day, she's decided she doesn't want him there anymore and he's back with his mum. And we were having a conversation. He talks a lot. And he talks about the things, about what people do and what people go through and things like this. And he started on that vein. And as he's saying about depression, anxiety and all this stuff people go through, it suddenly dawned on me, he's talking about himself. But he wasn't trying to let that the obvious. And the words just flew out of my mouth. In fact, he didn't mention anxiety, he mentioned depression and a few other things. I thought, oh my gosh. So I said, well, you know, what we do is we learn to look that depression in the eye and say, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. You've got no authority here. No rights being here. Same with oppression, because they travel together. And he was just silent, listening. I said, and you know, anxiety, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. He never mentioned that one. So, and he knows scriptures. So I said to him, you know, go read Philippians 4:6. And I explained to him the word careful means anxious. And he said, oh, you use the King James, do you? I said, yeah. I have my phone out with the app on it. He said, oh, right, okay. And so it was good because he was coming out with things himself from the scriptures as well, because he does know stuff. But then I know there's a few pointers in there that he may not have been aware of before. Then he starts saying, he said to me, his mum. Now I know she's a believer of some sort, but I just didn't know to what extent. These are Jamaican people. She raised him to go to church and all this. And he said to me, she said that she was in at home the other day and she saw a dark shadow go across the room and go up the stairs. And I thought, oh my gosh. And he said, I know people can see things at times that aren't really there and this, that and the rest of it. He said, but it really was, so she didn't know what to make of it. What she was doing then, she saw the shadow come back downstairs and into the room again. She said, and he said, she immediately looked around, she said, you get out in the name of Jesus Christ, you leave this house, you shouldn't be here. And bang, it was gone. It left. I'm like, what? Wow. I was waiting for the opportunity to share with him that this is what you can do. And he's told me she did it. No way. She really has got big faith. So I've been sharing stuff with him about our authority before. But I didn't know she knows how to walk in that authority. And these are churchgoers. Funnily enough, they believe Jesus Christ is God. But, wow. She acted on her authority by the power of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As a churchgoer, and rebuked the spirit and it left in the name of Jesus Christ. So it was kind of a double whammy. I was blessed being able to help him and help to encourage him with the words God was given to me for him. I got blessed listening to what his mum did with that spirit in her house. So. It's quite interesting. I'm walking away from there saying, Father, if he's a labourer, you've got to get him to contact. Yeah, we could do with a guy like that in with us, you know? This is the kind of people I'm after, Dad. But, you know, it's up to you. It's not up to me. I don't do the choosing, but, be sure great to have him in on board. So, you know, it's been, an interesting week. It's been eye-opening in that respect, just to see that there are other people around that do understand about their authority in the name of Jesus Christ. And whether they know all the other details we know and understand, like the honouring God with our substance, first fruits of our increase, I don't think they understand that fully at the church. So something they can shore up on. Which is why they need to come to where we are, so they can shore up on it. But I can also see in our lives, we are more blessed. The more we do that we're encouraged on, the more blessed we are in our walks and our lives. And the more doors open for us in different areas and aspects of our lives. And everybody's got different needs, but God knows all the needs. It's not that he knows Carl Martin's needs, but he doesn't know Jason's needs. He knows both our needs equally. even though they're different needs, he knows both of them equally, and he's ready, willing, and able to provide for those over and above. And all we do is first thing in the morning, I open my eyes and say, "Oh, bloody hell, what a rotten day." No, I don't. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Shanti adagada balaga, the yista sundalinda listian, and then for the day, where's that kettle? Where's the coffee pot? Get my coffee going. I'm confessing it's a great day already. And, whatever I just dreamt about is gone. Unless it was something God was showing me. And then I'll just say to him, well, if it's something you're showing me, Father, then thank you that you're going to show me it again. So my mind, I have to get my mind focused from the outset as soon as I open my eyes in the morning. And I'm still waking up. And like Danny mentioned earlier, yeah, we can get the negative thoughts. But what we're going to do with those thoughts, it's good when you just grab hold of them, twist them out of shape, chuck them down and set fire to them. And as simple as Shambhala Karabadiya Stedis, the Yonza, Jesus Christ is Lord. He's my Lord. Not these negatives. Not these whatever tries to come in to interrupt my day. And it's not that we don't get challenges, because we do. We've heard that tonight as well. So what do? We keep on moving. We keep on moving. If I see defects that are part of the old man nature characteristics, I got to catch on fast as I can, and say, no, old man nature, you're dead. The new man nature in Christ is living now, and that's it. You know, that's the rightful place of Christ, is in each human being, and God in Christ in us. We're the tabernacles made without hands, that God dwells in now in our day and time and hour. And, you know, we can be hot or we can be cold or we can be lukewarm. If we're lukewarm, God's not going to like that. If we're cold, okay, God would prefer us not to be, but he can actually at least work with us on something. But we can stay hot just by applying the basic things we know to apply. Like the honouring God, the praying, you know, the speaking in tongues much, desiring the labourers, our own harvest ready fields, and just keeping on moving on the things God's given us to do in our lives, and learning to speak by the Spirit of God, not be led by agendas or what I think I should be doing. No, I'm just going about my business. And the way this happened with this guy the other day was God put in my heart to go in the shop. And it was on my heart, but I was ready to walk past. But then I didn't. I walked in anyway. And there he was. And when I remember walking in, I looked at his face and I thought, oh. But I normally do something funny and shifty, because he's a security guard. So we have some fun. We have some banter. And this time I just stood just inside the door where you've got this security, what's it? Sets up. If someone's pinching something, they go to walk out with it, sets the alarm off, one of them. And I stood beside it, and I poked my head out and poked it back, and he looks right at me, and he's like, oh, it's you. So, kind of broke it up a little bit. And a couple of the staff laughed. It's opened some doors in there, for maybe reaching other people as well. And when we're talking, we don't know whose ears our words are reaching while we're talking. So it could be customers going by catching an earshot of something we might be saying about God and Jesus Christ. Or another member of staff in there might be hearing what we're saying. So it's great, because it's an opportunity. And, you know, but the following night, it was in my heart, just go straight home, don't bother going there tonight. And as I walked past, I glanced in, and there was a security guard in there, but it wasn't the same one. It was somebody else. And I thought, ah, okay, Lord, you knew that. You knew that. Okay, fine. So I'm off home. So it's funny. This is why we're led by the Spirit of God, because I could have gone in there and, oh, no, it's somebody different. So there may not have been an open door there on that occasion. Or you might want me to go and speak to somebody different. So, yeah, it's been great. You know, and this is how we're led by the spirit. We're not led by our carnal five senses minds and what we think we should be doing. So, yeah, that's what's been on my heart. And, you know, like I said, a key thing about being thankful for who God's given us in our lives, in a way, family members, even if they don't believe yet. So what? We still love them. And if they tick us off, we can still love them. It's more difficult to do, but it's more rewarding when we do as well. And we get the blessings. So, and we're, you know, even outside of family members and relatives, people, I've got acquaintances, I've got customers. So, you know, various people in our lives and our circle of influences, we can be thankful for and keep them in our prayers. So, thank you, Carl Morton, for asking me to share tonight, and thank you, everyone, for listening. I love you all very much. God bless y'all.
God bless you, too, and thank you so much, Jason. That's great.
I'm going back to my beach chair.
Okay, enjoy. Don't get sand in your pants.
No, I just want to get some coconuts.
Enjoy. God is full of promises, and everything that He has promised, He cannot do less than. He has bound Himself to His word, and is not ever doing less than His promises. Sometimes His promises are so unexpected. I mentioned this earlier, but it just came to my mind that if there is a need, and we pray God, and we are open in as to how we receive His promises, He can surprise us beyond our imagination and expectations or anything. Reminds me of something I read in Ephesians. And I'm thinking of, in the Old Testament, there was something that God provided when there was a need for food. And whoever have heard about anything called manna? How can you expect God to provide that kind of thing if you never heard about it? It was beyond anyone's imagination, expectation, or belief. It was just a prayer to God, and He provided. Every day He provided fresh manna from heaven. Day before the Sabbath, double portion, so they didn't have to pick on, go out and pick on the Sabbath. And that lasted for those 2 days. And all the supplies were filled, and storehouses were filled. I mean, they had for the day so that they didn't run out. That's what I mean. And He supplied every day. And as a comparison, Jesus said in John 6 that I am the living bread coming that came down from heaven. So today also we are provided with manna, so to speak, in the same way as in the Old Testament. Then it was physical. Now it's a different kind of word being provided to us, or bread being provided to us. It's a living bread that brings life to our souls, to our life, and to our daily living. And it's beyond our expectations. It's beyond our belief and our what we can pray for. Because when we pray, we don't pray like inside this nine-dot square thing. It's beyond that. It's outside of that. And we have to be open in our mind so that we are able to receive from God what He is able to provide. Because if we put God in a box, please let him out of the box, because we can't lock him in. And because that's, if we do, then we turn ourselves into gods and put him aside, and we can't do that. We can't allow that. And he's the one who provides. He's the one who gives us whatever we need. And the word itself, as I mentioned, every promise in the word, we know there are hundreds of them, and they are all believable, and they are all, we can all receive from them. And God says that it's not only the written word that we can go to. I mean, God provided fresh bread every day, and he still does fresh bread every day through Jesus Christ being the living bread today. God provides also fresh word from his heart to our hearts. Not only the written word that we can relate to as something that was historically given to us, but actually something that is fresh word to us every day. And because our needs, like Jason mentioned, his need and my need might be different. And of course, they might often be. And it changes also from day to day and from moment to moment. So that that means that God provides all these needs because he knows ahead what we are in need of. And when we give our requests to him, he's always listening. He's always there to provide. And his living word is there for us daily so that we can be nourished by it, and that we can be blessed by it, and that we can walk by it, and so that we will be a blessing to others also as we are being blessed. And that is what life is all about, that we can be his sons and daughters, holding forth his life, his word, to other people, so that they can see the greatness of God, that they can see also what he's all about. Okay, where did that come from? I have a desire to hear from Ireland. Marie Carroll, are you there, my sister? Marie? Well, she might be listening in. I'll go back to Marie later on. Maybe we can ask Zucchina. Zucchina, are you present, my sister?
I am present, my brother. Thank you, Paul Morton.
Thank you for hosting.
Thank you for the encouraging words. So, God bless everyone. I am off today, doing last minute things and just resting with God. Just keeping my heart light and focused on him in spite of the busyness, because I am excited to see Lawrence tomorrow and then my family coming. I'm just really looking forward to just spending really good quality time, with just God-centered thoughts in the forefront, fellowshipping with the ones that we love, just hanging out, and really just focusing on, my expectations from God. We were spiritual beings. We're sons and daughters of God, and we know as his children that he has plans and purposes for us, and he knows our beginning and he knows the end. We are in the palm of his hand. Someone said tonight that he intricately details. He knows the intricacies of our lives, and he's created this world for us to live in, And when we come to know him personally through Jesus Christ, we know that we have access to rights, privileges, abilities, through the accomplished service of Jesus Christ. We have the right to abundance. We have the right as his children to claim prosperity and all that that means for our souls and our hearts and our minds. because we are seated at his right hand. We are spiritual beings. And when we meditate on those things, you know, that's when the true nature of who we are, you know, the nature of God within us, that power of God within us, when we meditate on those things, we are activated. We are walking powerfully and mightily in the world. And, you know, we stay focused. We stay focused on who God is and that he is in control, that he is the one who orchestrates. He's the one who does the work in our lives when we surrender to him, when we acknowledge who he is, and when we understand that this life that we have was given to us for us to live abundantly as we just rest in him. And so with that, we enjoy. We just enjoy. And when the pressures of the world come towards us or around us or even infiltrate our thoughts, because that happens, you know, we're reminded, you know, we're encouraged to focus on good things, the things of God, the promises of God, the reality and truth. The world sometimes tries to tell us what is true, but we know that it's what God says that is true. And what's true is that we're blessed when we come, we're blessed when we go. No matter what the circumstances are around us, we believe. Someone said we confess and we believe what God's word says, what God says through us, the Rhema words. And that's why it's so great to connect here, you know, with you guys as my brothers and sisters in Christ, in one accord, like-minded, hearing the same Rhema-filled, power-filled words, where we're encouraged to stay with God. And so with that being said, you know, for me in this, in Conway, South Carolina, where I live, you know, it does get very, very quiet. You know, so for me, this fellowship is important, and Lawrence coming is important for me in my heart, because my expectation is from God. You know, somebody said, we don't know what God is doing. We may not even see it until after, but we know that it is God working in this trip for Lawrence visiting all of us, because it's his heart to serve God and serve God's people. So when you combine that, right, with us also seeking God, trusting God, and making ourselves available to him to do his good works in his name, we know that when we get together, that power, that flow that we have because we're in one accord will be, you know, God working. He's working all the time. But when we get together, it's for us to really spend time and, you know, have fun. Of course, we're going to have fun, laugh, all the things that we do as a family, but also to be mindful that, you know, God is working, and to speak for him and to encourage and to just be spiritually mindful, you know? And so every once in a while in this past week and in planning, you know, little glitches come up where things may not be happening the way I want them to happen, or I may get a little impatient, but then I have to retrain my thoughts and bring them back to the truth that this is God's working, God's plan manifesting, and for my heart to stay light and focused on him, because that's what we want. We want to do his will in our lives. And in doing that is where the peace comes, when we surrender to God and we know, you know, somebody mentioned the verse today that, you know, This is the day that the Lord has made. You know, let us be glad and rejoice in it. This day God gave to us, and we're in the day. We're in the day living the life that he's given to us. It's not about us. It's about him. And in it being about him, when we focus on him, then he exalts us. We receive from him. It's a relationship. And in that relationship, we receive peace, wisdom, revelation, guidance. And sometimes we mess up, you know, like not mess up, but you know, we just like Danny said, you know, he's perfecting that work in us. And so for me, I had a lesson a couple weeks ago where it really bothered me that I feel like I missed out on a moment. But you know, since then, God has shown me so much and taught me so much, because those are the times when we learn, You know, when God teaches us, the Holy Spirit teaches us and leads us into all truth. And, you know, he's been working with me about judgment and, you know, forgiveness and certain people that, you know, are in my husband's life where I don't necessarily, you know, from a carnal perspective, trust them. And so that's a blockage that God showed me. You know, if you want to be an example to your husband in the way that you say, you have to put that down. You have to let that go. Because at the end of the day, anyone and any person that we come in contact with is a potential someone who may need deliverance. And if we're holding on to things from the past, or if we're, you know, not focusing on that love of God and that mission that we're on, you know, we're going to miss some things. And so I had to, you know, at some point refocus and take the focus off of myself and the mistake, and then bring it back to God. Okay, God, you know, we go to God humbly. We don't stay in a place of condemnation. And once I really worked through that, you know, and God helped me work through that, I learned so much. It was like a floodgate of, you know, revelation, information, and just understanding coming, so that he continues to do that perfect work in us, you know. And we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. We're not ashamed to say, okay, this is what God has done for me, because we stay humble before each other and before God, so that he can do that work in us. So bringing it back home, so today I'm off, and I'm kind of just cleaning up and getting ready and just hanging out with my mom, hanging out with my husband and my son, and just really enjoying the day, you know, while we're kind of busy getting the house ready for the next week or so. But it's fun, you know, it's fun. And I'm looking forward to picking up Lawrence. Alan's going to pick him up tomorrow. So that's already been confirmed. Once he gets off work. So that'd be great. They'll get to meet, and have a nice ride in. I asked Alan to take him on the scenic country roads on the way home. It's going to be a relaxing time. The activity that we're doing is very relaxing. I'm continuing to pray for perfect weather. I'm thanking God for that perfect weather where it's not too hot and we're comfortable. And there's some believers who reached out that want to come see Lawrence, and they're laid back too. So it seems like everything's just going to fall into place, you know, because everything is as God directs. You know, that's just what we want. We want to just be led by his Spirit. We want to just trust him and know that everything's in his hands and he's doing the work, and in that we really don't have to do anything. You know, we just rest. And that's where the peace comes. You know, that peace that we know that God is taking care of everything. And that's pretty much it. That's where I'm at. I'm not going to stay long because I'm about to run a couple of errands with my mom. Before the traffic hits, you know, I live in a coastal town. So this is high season right now. The weather is gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous day, perfection, in terms of, you know, clear weather, no humidity. So, we have a lot of, out of towners coming in, driving through Conway to get to Myrtle Beach. No matter whichever you come from, at some point you gotta hit Conway before you get to the beach. So we get a lot of traffic. Which is good. But other than that, that's where I'm at. That's what I want to encourage everyone to just remember, to stay focused and stay peaceful and rest in the promises of God, and really just enjoy the life that he's given us, the day that he's given us, you know, and just to just walk out on those privileges, rights and privileges and abilities that we have as his sons and daughters. You know, this is the truth. What the world has to offer is nothing but lies. And I'm just so thankful, you know, for connecting here in this fellowship. I'm thankful for just God calling us out of the darkness and bringing us to this place where now we're light bearers for him. And, you know, that's my desire. And I believe that's everyone's desire here, is for us to just be vessels for God to work through us. And while he's working through us, he's perfecting. He's doing a perfect work in us as we all work out our own salvation, you know, with him. Everything with God. So God bless everyone. Enjoy the day, and be blessed. Love you.
Love you too, Sakina. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for your heart. Thank you for putting this on, these beautiful words from you. From you, I'd like to jump over to Peter. Peter in Florida.
Hi there.
Available, Peter.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you beautifully.
Awesome. Well, it's been nice to hear everyone and what's going on in their lives. And it's always a blessing to hear the people that are endeavoring to walk with God and trust Him in every way. And it inspires me to want to do the same. And with that said, I've really been trying to listen to when He puts something on my heart. It's for me to do, because I know when I start to do that, it's going to be blessed and there's going to be great profit in doing those, whatever it is that He's inspired me to do. Like today, He inspired me to clean my car. Okay. So I went out, I got a trash bag and I got my grabber thingy. I got a stick with a grabber on it and it helps me to reach things. And I went out and I cleaned my car the best that I could. And I'm going to get my worker to go out and do the rest of it tomorrow. And getting ready for the trip and just getting out, getting the list done and getting it all packed. And there's Lawrence. So last night I was watching TV and this commercial come on for Publix. And if you know anything about Floridians and Publix, it's kind of a love affair with, you know, going to Publix because they have a really great bakery and there's always something really good to eat there. It's kind of like a grocery store / restaurant. But Floridians are really big about Publix. And Candace putting the heart up there. She knows. She's been to their bakery. It's wonderful. But I got I shop at Walmart. And this seems a trivial thing, but it's not really a trivial thing. It's like, God told me last night when I saw that Publix commercial, He's like, you're not going to be shopping at Walmart anymore. I'm prospering and blessing you. You're going to be shopping at Publix and you're going to be blessed. I'm like, why? Because Publix is a step up from Walmart. Publix is a more high-end store. They have better high-end and, more high-end stuff. And it's just a nicer store. And that really blessed me because I'm a foodie and I like food and I like to cook and, I would be very much blessed to be around more gourmet ingredients and, things that I like. And that was a huge blessing for me to hear that from him. And so I was talking to Candor this morning. She called me and, we were talking about that. And, just listening to the Spirit of God and listening to what things He has in store for us. And it's never a dull moment if you really pay attention. Because God wants us to be excited and to be happy. And I've been talking to Him about happiness and, being excited, more better things down the road, so to speak, in this life. So, it's available. It's available to go upwards, not downwards or backwards. It's available to go forwards and upwards. And that's my heart. I'm all about forwards and upwards. And, the problems are not bigger than God. God is the biggest thing that there is, and He loves us dearly. And I wanted to share this too. I saw something on TV the other day, and apparently NASA has built a new telescope. Okay, not the Hubble. The Hubble was the last one, and they built another one that sees in infrared, but it can translate infrared images into color, it sees a lot deeper than the Hubble telescope would see. And apparently it has found billions and billions more galaxies than the Hubble found. And Hubble found a whole bunch. But they've estimated that there's a galaxy for every grain of sand on Earth. And that's how many galaxies there are. That's a lot of galaxies. And we're not talking about just little grains of sand like sand on the beach. For every grain of sand, there's a galaxy. So that blew my cookie, so to speak, that God is that big, and I'm, what are we going to worry about? He's taking care of us. because he's so able to do that. And by comparison, it's just, you know, to be worried about anything would seem silly, you know, with a being that powerful. So I look at problems a little differently now after I saw that, you know, that these are trivial, nominal things that really are nothing for him. And that's how I'm going to look at things from now on. So, yeah, that's my heart. And I'm glad that Mango got to meet Lawrence. And I didn't realize he was going to be shocked a little bit, but I don't think he's ever seen anyone come out of the computer and into real life. And, I bet that was fun. But, I'm looking forward to Monday. And I'm looking forward to driving down there. I'm looking forward to meeting Lawrence again. I've seen Lawrence once in person. I saw him in Eugene. But I'm looking forward to hanging out with him a little bit. And, Lawrence, we're going to Publix. We're gonna skip Walmart. We're going to Publix. So, yeah. And so God bless you guys. It's going to be a great time, and I'm so excited. I'm very excited about it. So God bless you. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you for your sharing. And, I know it's going to be a great time together when you guys get together. And, wow. Again, I wish I was there. Well, what you mentioned about this, this amount of galaxies.
Yeah.
My mind goes into when Jesus was, remember when he was, raised and he said to Mary, do not touch me because I haven't, presented myself for the Father yet.
Yeah.
And, then he did that and he came back and he was on his road to Emmaus and all this stuff. And he presented himself before the apostles, etc. And I'm thinking the speed of light is, I can't remember exactly what it is in miles per second, but it is quite it's a wild speed. The speed of light. And if he was, I mean, we're thinking about the world and the adversary has control over the world. And of course, when Jesus presented himself to God, it was outside of this world, outside of the waters that we, the firmaments that we read about in the
yes.
Genesis. And Jesus, he presented himself to the Father beyond the firmaments. And then he came back. If he was to travel in the speed of light, he was probably would be on his way going out still 2000 years ago. I mean, what a body we are looking forward to get on the day, on that day when he comes back. Wow. That is something to look forward to.
Yeah. That is that, what you're describing, the only other way I can describe what you're describing, the speed, I don't know if you've ever watched Star Trek, but it would be like transwarp, like beyond warp drive. It'd be like so fast that you could almost be you could almost be everywhere at once.
Exactly.
You're going so fast.
That's exactly it. He was gone and then he was back and he was gone and then he was back. And, how exciting that is. Wow.
Yeah, it is. It is. That is. It's really cool. Thank you for that, Carl. It's great.
Just came to my mind. Thank you, Peter. I would like to ask Van Patterson if you are available for something, whatever is on your
heart. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like perfect timing. Because we got the world's all over the place, but over here in our country, we got, a lot of craziness going on with, you know, what they've been doing since the end of time or the beginning of time. You know, the world lies and cheats and steals and it doesn't even matter, what they do. Because our Heavenly Father is always with us. And that's who I trust in. Do I want a certain person to be the head of our country? Sure. But, hey, there's plans way greater than me that's written down already for all of us. And our Father knows exactly what's going on. I mean, it's no mistake the issues going on in Israel right now. I mean, all Gentile nations. Of course, we all have to be removed. The dead in Christ in the ground got to get up, precede us. If it were to happen now, then we leave. And then there'll be no light. So all Gentile nations. But you can even see it now. Our country, which literally believed that they were coming over from England and Ireland and different Netherlands and Denmark and for freedom of religion, they believed that they were coming over like Moses crossed the Red Sea, and you know they were and then when they got here. All the New England area up there where north of Bambi, all of those, colleges, which they call them Ivy League colleges, were made to produce ministers for Jesus Christ. They actually have it on their walls. It was to produce ministers for Jesus Christ, some of them. That was the original. You know, when they were built. Well, now that area called New England is so dark. Now there's obviously wonderful people that still live up there that are Christians, love God, but the whole area is just dark. And you can see things waxing worse and worse. But again, Christ could come back in 1,000 years. Don't know. But what an exciting time to be alive. Absolutely. I mean, you talk about exciting and the twists and the turns. And I love the scripture that says the king's heart is in God's hands. And then all these other knucklehead countries, like my grandparents came directly from Ireland. So I'm one generation away. I was adopted, but my grandparents, Finan from Roscommons, came over. They got married in 1899 on Valentine's Day in Manhattan. I can't get the records because I'm adopted, but if I could, I could become an Irish citizen. Anyway, you got Ireland, you got Spain, you got Norway. You talk about a bunch of knucklehead freaking government officials to say, hey, Palestine's they're a country. Let them do whatever they want. Doesn't matter. Our Father has got everything planned out, and it's great. The word of God says peace, peace, then come a sudden destruction. Because we're getting out of here. We're saved from condemnation and we're saved from wrath. We have righteousness. We're holy. We're redeemed. I look when I need to look in the mirror. I don't need to look and say, oh, you know, Ivan, you're overweight. Oh, no, no. I'm a son of God filled with power. You know, and Father, put me in places where I can minister your word. I can speak your word. I can just love people with your love. I want to be humble and meek to you. And that's my goal. And that's, I just need to keep that focus daily, in my life and, just love people and, just so blessed to be found you guys and not even actually sure how. I remember a long time ago, Petty was with Sanjay, and that had to be 10 or 15 years ago. And I it briefly crossed my radar or my eyes, but then you know, I moved on with you know, doing the fellowship thing and nothing wrong with it. And the same thing with the churches. That's the thing. God works with everybody, no matter where they're at. And I go back to Nahum, who came to Elijah, and he asked Elijah, is it okay if I, and he just got healed, and is it okay if I go and kneel because the king has to put his hand on me and worship this Rhaegon or Dragon or whatever it was, some idol. Now, can you imagine him getting healed, Elijah the prophet, and then he goes back and asks him, and God tells Elijah, it just, Elijah didn't make this up. God told Elijah, it's okay. Yes. Relax. Go in there and kneel. I know your heart already. Elijah didn't say that, but he told him to go, but that's what it was. Go in and kneel. And let your king put his hand on you as he prays to the idol that can't see or speak or hear. You know, and man, that's the thing that I want to continue to watch for and continue to tear down and pull up in my life, things that are drawing me away, pulling me away, things that are, have more attention, in my life than my Heavenly Father. About 25 years ago, I would have told you, at that time, I would have told you, yeah, I heard his voice. And I went and did it. And then, you know, it's too long a story to get into, but, it ended up being a mess. But having said that, that's one of the things I prayed for today was I want to know for sure that it's your voice that I'm listening to. It's not my will, your will. You know, give me guidance, give me direction, teach me, show me. You know, I want to be humble to you, you know. And so anyway, just thankful for you guys. Love you on here. And I'm heading out later and see who I can run into to, you know, if I run into them, I'm going to be moving God's word. That's for sure. So love you guys. Thanks, Carl, for doing this. My son went to school over in Norway, by the way.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He played football over there.
Okay.
American football, not soccer. American football.
Yeah. It's already 11:30 p.m. in Norway and in France. So we've been through everyone except for ML. ML, there are you. Do you have anything on your heart, my dearest ML? If you are there. Unless, otherwise, I think we have come to the time of the night where, or the day where we will close with prayers, manifestations, and prayers. So, I would like to ask whoever is inspired to manifest, to unmute so that we can get in order. And, it would be wonderful to ask, ML, there you are.
Hi, Carl. God bless you and all of you. I really enjoy fellowship with you people. Heavenly Father, thank you. Heavenly Father, thank you for the life you've given us that we're never alone. And we don't even have to be lonely because it's you in Christ in us. And you've made us more than conquerors because you've loved us so much, Father. And you won't allow us to be tempted above what we're able. But with the temptation, you'll provide a way to escape that we may be able to bear it. Because you've given us fruit of the Spirit, because we manifest Holy Spirit. And it's such a tremendous thing to have spiritual joy and to have patience, long-suffering. Because when you bring something to pass, it may not happen when we snap our fingers, but it's going to be the best with you, Father. So I just thank you for that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Emma. Who else would like to manifest? Please unmute. I can get started, and then whoever would like to follow along. Chantala motosik de hendili likatanis kumo wundendal, lala kasta dohin ingin, di taskara batohindi,
للخلاداي نيكتا سمنو هوين ديجيتال لهخدان نور ديكتا سمسكداهن. Know for the truth, my beloved ones, that I did call you for a purpose, namely to walk with me as I walk with you. I do love you. You are the dearest in my heart. So look to me in every situation and be not concerned with the circumstances surrounding you, because you are mine and I am yours. So always know for certainty that I am there to guide you, to lead you, to love you, to bless you and fill you with everything that you need. Kim, please, a word of prophecy.
Well, first of all, I want to say I love you, ML. I really do love you. So, my children, know that I am a mighty God, that I am with you always, that you have nothing to fear. Know that I've placed you beside the still waters, that I've given you everything that you need to be mighty conquerors in this day and time, that my love is sufficient for you all, that you have no fears, no worries, no doubts, but that you put your full trust in me. For I am an able God. I am the living God, and nothing is impossible with me. So walk in great love and tenderness one to another, for I do love you with a deep and burning love, a love that will never go out, a love that will only get stronger and stronger as that relationship with me blooms and blossoms.
Wow, is that beautiful. Somebody else, please, prophecy.
My beloved children, know this day that I am your heavenly Father, and I hold you in the palms of my hands, and I am always with you. It is me that comforts you in those lonely times. It is me that strengthens you in your weakness. It is me that heals all your diseases and all your ailments. Though I am with you, I am a mighty, powerful God. There's nothing impossible with me. I am always with you. I am holding you by the right hand. I am leading and guiding you and watching over you tenderly. And I love you with a deep and burning love. So have no fear. Have no apprehensions. Don't worry about your future. For I am with you daily, and nothing's going to hurt or take a hair from your head. Because I am the Lord thy God. And I am strong on your behalf, and I've gone before you. I've paved the way. I've opened the doors. All you got to do is move forward. Just trust me, my children. Just trust me.
Wow. And thank you, God. Thank you, God. What an evening. What some exciting sharings you heard and manifestations. I mean, from God's heart to our hearts. Aren't we blessed? Aren't we thankful? Goodness gracious, what an evening. So, to each and every one, thank you so much for participating and for sharing and bringing your heart on the line. This is just something. Look at all these beautiful people. Aren't we just wonderful? Wow, look at this. So, I wish
that's
you all...
That's
PK. Yeah,
PK,
look at that.
Blessings from New Jersey, everybody.
And blessings back to you. Wow, look at that.
And there's our beautiful Nancy. Go on, Nancy, give him a big kiss.
Mwah.
Thanks, Nancy.
I've had walked to my bedroom now for 4 days, Kim.
Wow. Oh, there you can see her now.
There she
my
is.
My kitchen and bedroom are all one room. Like a hotel.
Hey, Jason. God bless you, brother. Frank, Ben, Peter, hello, my darling Bambi, I missed you.
Mango.
My boy.
Mango misses you.
Mango.
Hey, Bambi, I was telling, I told Lawrence that cannon that was pointing from Pennsylvania to New Jersey is to keep the people from New Jersey out.
Do I resemble that comment?
Well, hey, district. All right, love you guys later.
How's Tony, Bambi? Is he doing good?
Yeah, he's really good. He's out working.
Lawrence, you're with the you're with the bridge and tunnel crowd over in Jersey.
Yeah. So Tony's doing good, yeah?
Yeah.
Send him my love.
Well, tell him you said he looked like an asshole. He'll know what he means. You know, he'll know.
Yeah. I said to him, you look like an angel, but he thought I said to John Spanish, like he looks like it. So he said to Spanish, he said I look like an arsehole.
I thought.
But we always have a laugh wherever we go, so it's
good
fun.
Yeah, never a dull moment with Lawrence.
Well, you know, Kim, I tell you, it was so funny. Lawrence doesn't speak Spanish, and Tony doesn't speak English. And I left him alone on the patio for like an hour, and they were just, they had a conversation. They were just chatting away, and I thought, well, there's God.
I thought Tony was just being polite.
Hey, Kim, he didn't tell me I had to put a chimney in this window.
Yes, for smoking.
I can understand that.
Okay. I got an ashtray, which is yesterday's cigarettes and some today. She said it's an ashtray this morning. She said it's an hour's worth of cigarettes.
I gave you an ashtray empty and clean.
That's all I've had today. I think that's pretty good.
We've been gone all day, guys. We were gone all day.
That was from Huckle Church, England.
Yeah, but what she doesn't realise, love, if you was here, that'd be double. If you was here, that'd be double that ashtray.
I like your cigarette that says these cigarettes will probably kill you.
Nah, we don't believe that shit.
Oh, sleepy.
Oh, that's hilarious.
How are you, Frank? How are you, bro?
Yes, well, thank you.
Love to you, mate. Love to you and Nanny.
Okay, I will say to her.
That's great.
I'm going. Like him.
Yeah. It's past your bedtime, isn't it, Doris? Well done for staying up.
We've been up since 5:45.
Right, I'll send you an extra £5 for that. Well done.
They're sleeping. Fast asleep. So I'm going to sleep right, while they're sleeping.
Well, I'm going to let you go because I know Carl Morton probably wants to
go. Thank you, Carl Morton.
God bless you all.
God bless you.
Nancy said, can you keep up in your prayers? Because we're going to hang out with the sinners tonight.
Sinners?
We're going to have seafood towers and cocktails.
Yeah, so we're going to have some seafood and cocktails. On the water.
Oh, very nice.
Sounds fun.
Step out and walk on water.
What's that, brother?
Step out and walk on water.
Amen. That's it. Yeah. All right, Jace, you doing all right, mate? Everything good with you?
You're muted, Jace.
Jason, you're on.
You're on mute, Jace.
Jason, you're on mute.
Hey, Jason, you're on mute.
Soldier. You said this is golden. Now you wish I had stayed on mute. Yeah, everything's good. You know, I'm holidaying in Florida at the moment.
I see the beach behind you.
I just sneak in there before you get there, and I'll sneak back home again as you arrive.
All right, bro.
Didn't want to steal the limelight, but you know.
Good afternoon.
Bless your heart, mate. God bless you.
Yeah, all good, mate. All good.
God bless you all.
All right. Well, I love you all. Have a great rest of your... I always have to say it. Have a great rest of your evening and a great weekend and the week ahead.
Thank you.
See you later, Peter. God bless.
Bless you all.
Guys, bye.
God bless everyone.
Bye.
God bless.
Thanks, Carl Morton.